everyone. Welcome to Simplexity, where we simplify the complexities of life and turn the complicated into common sense. Here, I'll speak with supremely intriguing, refreshingly forthright experts, artists, scholars, scientists, entrepreneurs, leaders, and human beings with unique vantage points who can help expand our knowledge of what's happening on the planet while discovering more about ourselves. This is a space for curiosity, contemplation, and meaningful, sometimes difficult, conversations. To boot, each episode will end by gathering the key takeaways and turning them into short affirmations that you can repeat and use to transform your reality and stay charged up and resilient throughout the week. I look forward to hosting the journey and learning alongside you. So let's step into the world of Simplexity. It's anything but small talk. Peace.
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh.
Well, you know, I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Inge. Joining me, as usual, we have FIFO 24/7.
247 all day, every day, baby.
Nikki Ducey from the No Disrespect Podcast.
It's your boy.
And joining us from the On Deck TV podcast, we got Spike Lou in the building.
What up? I'm happy to be here.
Where can I find you?
I am Spike Lou on the Instagrams and the Twitters. Check out the On Deck TV podcast every Wednesday. Also on YouTube, the On Deck TV podcast. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming through. He was on the Is the Mike Stallone podcast this past Sunday.
That was so fun.
Yeah.
Like a Sunday previous ago as well.
Uh-huh.
He been filling in, man.
Yeah.
He's like the substitute teacher.
I'm here, man. I'm sixth man off the bench, man. Y'all need me, man. I'm here.
Yeah, the people like you. That's always a good bonus.
I was at work today and with Jadrez, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was at work. This guy came up to me. He was like, man, you did something with Dead End? You was with Mike? Like, oh, I love that guy, man. It was so fun. I didn't even know he watched. You know what I'm saying? He just came up. I love Mike.
Hell no.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's funny. But yeah, during that recording, one of the topics we didn't get a chance to get to was about Colin Kaepernick. We obviously going to discuss that here tonight because it is a sports-related issue. But there were also other social issues that were involved with it as well, with everything that went down. But we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but we're here tonight to give you our coverage on that, along with, of course, regular NFL stuff as well as some basketball. We see you on Reddit asking for basketball topics, so we got you. We're going to hit some stuff. We know Melo back.
They better know.
We know Melo back.
Even the world on notice, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Give it two weeks.
We're going for the title.
Hey, remember what type of contract you signed? They did that for a reason.
Hey,
that's all I'm going to say.
You know what I'm saying? Unlike somebody we're going to talk about later, he down to play for the game. You know what I'm saying? He down to do whatever he got to do to be back in the league.
Already. Let's start right there.
Man, I know. Was that a cap shot?
Yeah, it was.
Let's start right there.
Yeah.
Let's not go nowhere.
He's not bare to league.
All right.
Let's go, Nick.
You sounded really excited.
You came out with the guns blazing.
It was a joke, but if you want to get into it, let's get into it. My thoughts on, are we talking about the whole cap situation or just the workout?
Everything.
Let's recap.
Let's recap.
That should have been the name of the episode.
Let's recap. I'm about to remember that.
Boom. Dang, that's a lot to recap. But let's just go for what's happened recently. So I think, what was it, like a few weeks ago or like this earlier?
It was about a week ago.
We all get the news that I think we talked about it on last episode. Cap tweeted that I'm going to do this workout. The NFL hit me up, me and my representatives. We're going to be in Atlanta. And, yeah, I'm going to get my chance to do a workout to be on a roster next year.
So we need to add some context because I already feel you're going to gloss over that.
Yeah, he's trying. He's really trying to gloss over.
No, I was talking about the first part from what I seen and then going from there.
Okay, so when the NFL hit up Colin, obviously Colin said, yeah, I'm going to do all of this and all of that. But his representatives were like, hey, can we move it? Because that's, remember, the NFL scheduled it for a Saturday. Saturday is not an off day. Saturday is before a game day.
Yes.
So how many teams are actually going to go there with true representation for those organizations? That's number one, right? Every time Colin Kaepernick tried to move it, what did the NFL say?
Mm-mm.
No. So that already is a knock against the NFL, right? Let's move it to a different day. Can't do it. Okay, fine, whatever. Go ahead.
They even tried that, move it to another Saturday. It
exactly.
Was, yeah, no
and,
go.
And anything that Cap wanted to move, the NFL was like, no.
But it's, or even before that, let's start with having this workout in week 11.
Exactly.
Like when you bring in a backup quarterback in, all of us are familiar with football. We've been watching it. I've never seen invite everybody combine type thing for week 11.
Well, they do. Like, they do work. Even, they do workouts throughout the season.
Yeah, Tuesday,
individually,
on Tuesdays,
individually. On the day off. You come to my facility. I will work you out with my people. I will interview you if I'm the Falcons and I'm interested. If I'm the Seahawks and I'm interested. Why am I going here with eight other teams and like doing these college drills with you?
He
we
also,
know he can play football.
Right. He also had 2 hours to respond to.
Yep. Yeah. He put a time frame on.
But did he accept it or not?
He did.
Okay. So that's – that. Or go ahead.
You don't think that he has to accept it, right?
He doesn't have to do anything.
Yes, he does. Because I think that he's still under the litigation. Well, not under litigation. There's still a lawsuit out there that's pending.
I understand. When I say he doesn't have to do anything, that's not just me saying some cliche shit. It's literally he does not. He's proven that he does not have to do anything. Like abide by anything that the NFL says.
I slightly disagree because the man has been out of a job for 3 years. So if they hit you up finally
to come work,
to come work, you're going to take that opportunity.
Yes, exactly. But everybody who has some common sense, they knew this was not something like you broke it down, Spike. Like they knew this is not something that's normal. That's in the regular procedure of how these things get done.
That's how we got to this point, though, because when you're the NFL, you get to play by your own rules.
Yeah,
because
you own the shit.
All right, so don't act like that it's raining and you're pissing on Colin and you're saying, well, we're doing all of this for him and making it a way for him to get back in the league. No, you're not.
But
you're trying to make it look good so when this other lawsuit come down, he can't say that you didn't give him an opportunity.
By no means am I caving for the NFL. We all know the NFL is a piece of shit.
Okay.
Like they shady motherfuckers.
Right.
What I'm saying is there's a sense of accountability that I feel like is lacking in this conversation whenever I'm hearing it when it comes to as much as the NFL has thrown these traps out at Cap, like he and his team should know better of how to avoid them or just not participate.
Well, so what do you think would happen if he said no?
I think it's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
No, it's not.
No, it's not
damned
it's
if
not?
You do.
No.
If you do what you're supposed to do, though, this lawsuit that I'm talking about, it's still out there. Like, if I say no, now they
what
got
what lawsuit case. Are you talking about?
He still is not employed by the NFL. He won the first one, and that was for it up to that point. Now, if he still is not able to get a job, he can still take them back to court and say that he's being blackballed.
Exactly. And part of the reason why everything changed last minute, right? Because the NFL wanted to do it at the Atlanta Falcons practice facility in Flowery Branch, right? The reason why he went 30, 40 miles away was because there was verbiage in that waiver that wouldn't allow Kaepernick to sue down the road.
Yeah.
Right?
The liability waiver.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the NFL, in that aspect, is trying to control the narrative. The other narrative was they didn't want any media there. If the NFL has nothing to hide, why not have the NFL network there? Why not have open to the media, open to the public?
Because it's a private workout. Wasn't that what it was agreed upon?
Why, though?
But are most of their workouts private? You don't see a lot of public outside
this
of the
is NFL this combine. This is open.
Right, this isn't a normal
but
workout.
But none of this is normal.
Once you put me in a position where people are going to be there, then why can't the media be there?
Exactly.
Because I don't want you to
why
be
are
the
you
only
against that?
Ones
because
to say
what
that.
Is the what is the media like for me? This is what I'm saying. This is what's confusing about it because I'm not really picking a side, but there's holes on both sides for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is what I'm confused about. If you are unemployed and you're going to an employer for a job, there is a point of you're going to have to compromise on getting that job.
Not at this point. Because
why not?
Because Colin Kaepernick has already been through the paces where he doesn't have to compromise himself anymore. Because
he's
already proven. He's already proven that the NFL is shady. And the fact, look, part of the reason why.
So then why? Okay, go ahead.
Part of the reason why I said everything that I just said is because if there isn't media there, right?
Mm-hmm.
then the NFL can spin that narrative all sorts of types of ways.
I agree.
Right? Colin Kaepernick ain't got it no more. Colin Kaepernick looks slow. Colin Kaepernick ain't got an arm. And then he can't, he doesn't have the access now because of the NFL's rules and stipulations to send out his video.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He can't send it out to the media. Mm-hmm. He can't post it because he would have signed all of that away by doing it the way the NFL wanted to do it.
But the media wasn't a breaking point. It was the fact that he couldn't even.
The waiver. It was the waiver and it was the
waiver
media.
Is the story, but the breaking point for him was the lack of a video team on his behalf.
Yeah, that is the media.
No.
That's
no,
not
no.
the media.
He
That's
wanted
his
own
his team.
Independent yeah. media. Yeah,
no, I agree. Well, so, yeah. I'm lumping all of that together.
Okay.
I'm lumping that together.
Yeah, but I think if he would have gotten media, if he would have gotten a videographer there to record the workout, then I think he would have been okay with the media not being there. So the NFL would have recorded theirs, and he would have recorded his own version of it. So he wouldn't get an edited down version of raw footage from the NFL.
Mm-hmm. But my thing is, and when I found out about this whole workout, I'm confused because why do you want to work for the NFL still after all that he's been through? After all the shit that we've just said that we know how the NFL is shady and shit, it's like, mm-hmm. why do you want to be employed by this?
Well, I don't think that you can knock the man's dream, right? So if we take it even further back, he took a knee not because he wanted all of this. He took a knee simply because he was pointing out something that was important to him in community, right?
And
it just happened to have a high-profile job who the employer doesn't like that. Now, he lost his job not because of that. They claim because he can't perform anymore. But mm-hmm. we've seen a lot of people that are less of than him mm-hmm. in the same position get picked up.
Yeah, we all know it's bullshit.
So he still probably wants to play football, right?
Football is the term that I'm interested in because football can mean CFL, football could be the Euro
nah,
League.
Nah, but, nah, okay. nah, man.
So
nah,
if why, I lost why, my, if on, I lost my job, if I lost my job supposedly because I can't perform, but I've seen all of these other people that are less tier athletes than me get jobs, and y'all are not even giving me the opportunity until now on a Saturday in week 11, that's still doing the same thing.
As 3 years
kicked,
later.
3 years later, that's the same thing when y'all kicked me and blackballed me out of the league the first time. So why do I need to speak and tell people if I want to play football, if I don't want to play football? He holds all the power by being quiet.
He holds no power. In this situation,
yes.
How?
Because he'll be able to prove collusion.
Right.
He already almost was doing that, but why did he settle?
So this was part of the reason why the waiver was such a big thing and why he moved his workout. Because in that waiver, he waived the right to then sue the NFL later down the road. And that's also why the media was a big piece of that as well, because you're not going to be able to paint whatever narrative that you want to then now exile me completely and completely shut me up. So this was a stunt on the NFL's part mm-hmm. to completely blackball Kaepernick by him signing away that waiver, by him not being able to bring his own media, because now they control everything. By Kaepernick doing what he did, now he controls the narrative, and then now he can prove in a court of law. Look at all of these other quarterbacks that they signed. They can't outperform me. If we go back to the last year I performed in the NFL, right, I think he had like 16 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, mm-hmm. 19, like 2,000 yards or something
average,
like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? About average. These guys aren't better than me, and I'm not worse. I'm not that much worse than them. Why haven't I gotten an opportunity? And here goes the media right here. We just had a workout. Do I look like I'm worse than these guys?
That workout wasn't.
What are your thoughts on the waiver?
My thing is, what I'm reading up on is, I do believe that the NFL added some shit to the liability waiver, but they do usually have, at every workout, I believe, they do have a liability waiver, even at the combine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
stop right there. You know that's a different waiver.
No, that's why I said they. I think they did add some other extra stuff to it.
So yes. But that's what I'm saying. About the stuff that they added? That's what I want to know your thoughts on.
Everything that he just said. I've stated the NFL is a piece of shit. I know they're shady, so I'm not surprised.
What do you think about cap, though? Like what? It sounds like you have an issue with him not obliging to what the NFL is asking him to do.
I am genuinely confused by what he really wants out of this and how.
Because of how he's going about it.
Like he's going about it. Like,
what do you mean?
Do you think he should have waived all of his future rights to sue the NFL?
I don't think he should have taken the workout in the first place.
But the fact that he did.
But hold on. But that's even worse than taking the workout.
How?
That's
by
why
not
I
taking
that
the workout. Yeah. Because then, because you're already questioning.
You already know how this
you're already questioning.
They already gonna do it regardless.
You're already but questioning you, why he even wants to play football. If he declines the workout, then we're all saying, "Oh, you never want to play football."
Not football. Why does he want to work with the NFL? He could play football elsewhere.
Because,
why does he
because
want to
the NFL?
But the fact
the
is, he wants to play for the NFL.
He does. Like, why wouldn't I want to? Like, why wouldn't I want to compete at the
highest
level?
Exactly.
And just because I did something where I pointed out my point of view. Y'all abandoning me from this? From my dreams?
Because
but the fact
you,
is, that's where he wants to work.
Right.
So let's just get to the details of what's going on.
Let me ask you something. When, you know, Michael Beasley goes and plays in China, he does that to do what?
To play basketball.
Play basketball.
Where? In the NBA. All of these
guys. So they
got,
can look at him
exactly.
And get back in the NBA.
What is, so the thing, at the end of the day, your goal is to play at the highest level regardless.
Well, where did he go, though? You said he went to China, right?
Basketball is a global. But see, basketball is a global league.
And also the
NBA,
difference
I mean,
there,
NFL's getting more global.
The difference there is he's going over there to prove that he can still play.
Exactly.
Colin doesn't have to prove that he can still play. His point is these bums.
He does have to prove
that.
No,
these bums that signed, these bums that were signed didn't have to go to the CFL. So why? It's never happened before.
Yep.
No one has ever had to go to the CFL to prove after being out of the game. Carson Palmer retired for a year, came right back.
Yep.
Right back to Arizona. It wasn't a workout required.
Yep.
Doug Flutie was in the CFL for 3 years and got picked up. It wasn't a workout
Nick, let me
required.
Ask you this, before you even go, outside of Teddy Bridgewater, who's a better backup in the league than Kaepernick?
Right now?
Yeah. Right now.
I would probably say Gardner Minshew, but that's because I just seen him recently.
Okay, fine. I'll give you one.
You gave me two.
That's
yeah, but Teddy Bridgewater is off.
Teams though.
Exactly.
They give you one more.
Yeah,
you can take three.
There's still 30 teams, bro. There's still 30 teams.
Yeah, he would probably be up there.
He's top three.
I'm not.
So are you agreeing? No, I want to hear it out your mouth.
Yes,
he's a top three backup quarterback in the NFL right now.
Yes.
So then, why the hell he got to go through all this?
Because of what he is. Because of. Him not conforming to the NFL.
Here's the thing that I think.
That's
I think,
the reason. That's the whole. That's
I think
my
the
whole
problem
point.
With your generation and the what you guys are saying. Because I read a post about this too, and people are saying, "Well, he's supposed to step up and be this revolutionary." Colin didn't ask for that.
No, I'm not. That's not my point. But go ahead.
But you're saying that you are asking for more of him. You want to know his plan, his process, or what he has going on, or at least to let you know what he wants to do.
I want clarity on because to me it's like in the beginning, when he took the knee, everybody in their mama was probably with him on that. I know I was, as far as what he was representing and his message. Since that knee till now, that message has been stripped down, confused, and like,
no,
I don't,
he hasn't said it. See, people came
but
by
not, we're not talking about
no,
the message,
but
because
no,
about,
I'm saying right, exactly. Look at where that started, and look at where we're at now. We're because I told y'all about this.
But,
on,
but I think
Colin's
the message
fault,
is irrelevant to what's going on right now.
No, well,
the message is how we got. To where we are right
that's
now.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't mean it's not irrelevant.
It's
means
irrelevant,
it plays
I
a
think,
pivotal
to this
part because it's the whole reason why he's out the league.
But Collins never changed his position on the message.
No.
He's never come out and said, I no longer care about black kids being shot by police. He's never changed his position.
No, he hasn't, but he hasn't really spoken on it either.
What else do I have to say?
Yeah,
I don't like police shooting black kids.
I'm talking about spoken on his platform as far as, yes, I'm doing this.
What
but
does that have
no,
to do with what get, happens
because
Saturday.
Because what he need, this is a job interview, right? This workout is just a glorified
and when
job
you
interview.
Reduce it to a job interview, I
it's
think,
about playing. So what does this
no.
message have to
because
no,
we,
what do you mean
because
no.
because we all know that he no. we all know he can play I just said that he's a top three backup right
so,
now
so
in the
then
but
right
you also
now,
said he needed to prove
it he
himself.
Needed to prove it to the world in the league that he can
nah.
still play
the same
nah.
way Josh Freeman needed to prove it or Josh Johnson or whatever it was the black guy that's been
no.
out of the league 6 or 7 years
Cap has to do more than that because
Cap
of what
should
he,
not have to do more
why?
Than that and that's the thing about
but
America
he shouldn't have to do anything like this I agree with you all I agree that he was blackballed and kicked out the league. But
asking,
if you're asking to get back into some place that they kicked you out of course you're going to have to do more to get
no,
back.
No, you don't.
No,
nah.
that's our problem.
No,
that's what we're saying.
Thank
you. You were kicked out unfairly. I should not have to conform to what you guys are asking me because you
right.
did what you did.
I'm talking about the reality of the situation. I know what
is reality.
That's why I say.
And that's what a lot of people
that's
are saying.
Why the quiet, him being quiet is how he holds the power. Because the moment he opens his mouth and like what you said, that's the reality of the situation, he's trying to get back into the league, he lessens it. Nah, I'm going to be quiet and let you guys continue to paint this narrative.
That's why he said, I've been ready. We ready over here. I've been ready for 3 years.
They keep moving the goalposts. There were comments a couple of years ago about, We don't see him posting about football on social media, which is stupid. Then he started doing all that. And then it was like, I don't think he wants to play football because he hasn't said yet he wants to play football. They've always
moved
the
goal. Countdown clock to get back to the NFL when I said that.
I've stated this. Remember, we had this conversation on my podcast as far as the Jay-Z versus Cap. I said, if at the end of the day we get to the point where this is all about Cap getting a job, I don't give a fuck. Because I don't give a fuck about this nigga having a job. The whole point that I cared about his platform, his message,
but you should,
was originally about his. But when he took that chance and he kept on going, he knew the risk that he was taking about possibly losing his
but
job.
But when they do something the NFL like this,
But we don't know how the NFL is. It's not right at all.
Yeah, he's trying to change.
Exactly, and that's exactly what Muhammad Ali did. Right, in his time, he changed the government.
Yeah.
He changed the perception of being drafted. Right, Colin Kaepernick has to stand up.
What is he changing in the NFL with his message?
What he's changing is that
Jenkins got that deal because of Colin efforts and the message.
Well, what he's changing is even when you go to, and I know we went a long time without even mentioning this. Why is the NFL reaching out to partner with Jay-Z about social reform? Like, that doesn't happen before Colin Kaepernick.
Nope. That's a change.
Like, they are making a dedicated effort, they claim, with the Malcolm Jenkins situation, with the Jay-Z situation. Hell, they even said, players, if y'all can come up with causes, we'll give y'all money, too. It ain't got to be Jay-Z or Malcolm Jenkins. Let us know what y'all want to do in the community.
So now we
like this
so now
has all happened so post Cap.
So now we're cool with the Jay-Z deal because
no,
this is what
we're
the,
not.
This is the
we're
fruit
absolutely
of Cap's.
Not.
So, then if, so nope. We're not cool with it. So that's why I asked, what has changed then?
No, but all of this stuff we just told you
what
has changed.
No,
just because we may or may not be cool with something doesn't mean that things haven't changed.
Right.
They have changed. And the reason why they changed was because of Colin Kaepernick. Now, the reason why Colin Kaepernick is blackballed is simply because he kneeled, not because he couldn't play.
Yes.
And all Colin is saying.
Because he started it.
Exactly.
FIFA, not because he, well, it is because he kneeled, but because he was the leader of the effort of everything
exactly.
that happened. And the reason why I want to make that distinction is because we can go through a list of people that's still in the NFL that's kneeling.
Exactly. Yep. They're still kneeling to this day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? But at the end of the day, the NFL is a pay for performance type of league. Yes or no?
Yes.
And you just told me that there's only two backup quarterbacks better than him.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he not in the league?
Because of his message.
But
that's what he is, right? If he didn't do what he did, he would be in the league still, right?
But that's the whole point. But now, that's the messed up part, right?
It is fucked up,
and we got to change that.
Right,
and how do you change that by Colin doing what he's doing?
But again, we're not questioning about the message and what he's trying to change. I'm more confused about why he wants to get back in the league and why he wants a job from
because
NFL.
He wants to play football. Bro.
Okay,
he's a football player.
So
I'm not an activist.
So for what he did, do you think he'll get back in the league?
Based off what?
How this whole situation played out.
I'm not sure. If I don't know if there's a team out there that's able to give him a fair opportunity.
I think
that's why he's going to the court system to say, I do want to play football.
He wants to force himself on the NFL.
Listen, I do want to play football, but I'm not sure one of these 32 teams is going to give me a fair opportunity to do so.
And I think there's a possibility he will get back in the league because that lawsuit is still available.
So he's forcing himself on NFL.
Somebody gonna follow
him. No, he's not forcing himself onto an NFL team. An NFL team will make a decision to hire him because they don't want another lawsuit.
So why would you take the position of forcing himself on the NFL team as opposed to he lost his job for speaking his mind?
He did lose his job for speaking his mind.
So that's cool?
No, I'm not. It's none of this is
so
cool.
Why, so
I'm just saying. I'm saying what I'm confused about is the fact that with all the stuff that he fought for and the shit talking he did against the NFL, at the same time you asking for them to pay you for the services that you gave up on.
Yes, because again, I played football.
He didn't
football.
Give up on that.
I'm saying he willingly gave that up by his cause,
no,
which
he
was
didn't.
Noble.
No, that's the point.
Like, I play football, bro. I have a platform. I just wanted to point out what was going on over here that I thought was wrong. That doesn't mean my platform has to come crumbling down on me and tell me that I'm not able to do so and ban me forever from it.
It shouldn't, but it did. And people around.
But there are other people that are in the league that did the same thing, though, Nick.
But, like
I think that's what you're missing.
No, what y'all missing is that he's a quarterback. That's the reason why he got pushed out. Because all them other people who kneeling, they play different positions that don't get as much spotlight as the quarterback.
Right.
So that's why they had to, and as the quarterback, you were the face of the franchise, face, and I, at one point in time, he was becoming the face of the league.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was doing that, of course, the NFL, again, we know the NFL shady and we know they ain't shit. We talk about, you can go back
to. So then how do you change it? Like if you work for an employer, right? Like there's plenty of people that have sued the company they work for and still work for the company.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And all I'm saying is that if we know it's shady, we know that they don't necessarily have the player's best interests at heart. How do we change that? Because we run the damn league. Without us, there is no NFL.
We don't run the league. Because if we ran the league, he would have got a job by now.
Look, man. If every player in the NFL said we are on strike, what do you think is going to happen?
We drinking? We drinking when we talking about this? Because we know damn sure they're not going to do that. Because they would have done it. Everybody was asking why aren't more black players coming out to support Cap?
So I'm talking from an extreme standpoint.
Yeah,
right?
So I get you.
But what I'm saying is the realistic standpoint is Cap did what he did. And
exactly.
He shouldn't be blackballed for doing that.
I agree with you.
That's it.
But when we're talking about getting a job, that's what we're talking about at the end of the day, right? For this specific conversation.
Right. But okay. I also made you agree to the point that the NFL is pay for performance. Yes or no? You said yes.
Yes.
Right.
And he could perform. So what's the problem?
Because he didn't, because even though it was paid for performance.
Bro, like, are you on the NFL payroll?
No, I'm not on the payroll. I just told you I don't care about the NFL. But when I'm talking about if Jay-Z was the guy who was instrumental as far as like, hey, bro, give this guy a workout at least for me so he can possibly get on an NFL roster. If I'm going to vouch for my guy and he does what Cap did, I would be like, bro, what's going on?
But why did he do what he did? And I think that's. So I think the biggest
because
wait, the biggest thing is that first of all, get Jay-Z all the way out the fuck
out
of here.
Please get him out of here.
With him doing this because his reputation took a hit. That's right. Some fucking bullshit.
Y'all, man,
I don't know if that's true
okay,
or not.
Okay, but wait.
But
you don't
know
if that's
true that he set it up though.
Right.
Huh?
Which
you
one
do
you
know
it's
true that he
so
said
you want to believe half of it?
I'm saying, did I say if or I said did Jay-Z?
So,
I don't know. Okay, so now, I don't know if that's true either. So
if he set it up, the rumor behind him setting it up is because he's upset about the backlash that he took.
I wouldn't think Jay-Z would be like that.
But
how are you going to believe the first part?
But that's being reported.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We can't believe one and not the other.
Yeah.
So
either he did it or he didn't.
Right.
Okay, so all right.
Either he set it up, and the reason why he set it up is because his reputation took a hit. Or he didn't set it up.
Okay, so then I'll say he didn't.
So you think he set it up just out of love for Cap?
I'm just saying, he just said we got to go one or the other.
It just depends on whatever one want to believe.
Just because Cap his boy, he set that up for him, right?
I think Jay-Z.
Clearly, Cap is not his boy.
Obviously not.
I think Jay-Z, early on he was. Mm. I think Jay-Z, he would have, everything he's doing, I think it always is strategic, it's calculated.
Why don't Kaepernick get the benefit of the doubt like that?
What do you mean?
So if you're telling me that everything that Jay-Z is strategic and calculated, all I've heard from this Jay-Z stuff is wait and see, wait and see, wait and see. He's been in this position 3, 4, 5 months, give or take, right?
Barely that.
Kaepernick's barely had 3 years to change a whole generation of how the NFL is being. And people are like, man, he ain't said nothing. He ain't did nothing. Why ain't Kaepernick getting the wait and see approach just like you're giving Jay-Z to say he's so thought out and articulate and he's done all of these wonderful things and you know that he's going to come through and save the day like he's some superhero? What Jay-Z was trying to do, in my opinion, was save his reputation. Like you said, I was put in this position to make sure that Cap did this, that, and the third, or I could get the community back on you guys' side. Didn't really happen that way. I took a hit. So how about you guys give Cap a workout so it make it look like I'm doing something here?
Okay. To answer your first point, when you said how come I don't give the same bail for Cap as far as being calculated, it's because of what the first thing you mentioned was that when you said Cap didn't think this was going to get that big, that automatically means that you did not plan things that long. So if that's the case, then everything that's come out the way it is based off of me just going off the top of my head like, all right, I'm going to just try to make something the best out of the situation that I'm in. I think that's what Cap's been doing. I've supported Cap from the beginning, but I thought he was more of a – he shouldn't have been the leader of this. I think he was great as far as bringing up the message, and I wish he would have collaborated more people to support
him. But who made him the leader of this?
The NFL.
So Cap was just being Cap because Cap been kneeling before the media latched on.
Yes.
And before the NFL made him the martyr.
Mm-hmm.
He been on this message, bro, silently. talking on his platform to the people that are important to him. So to hear you say that, man.
Say what? I'm just saying
to hear you say that like Kaepernick, like just the like your perspective on Jay-Z versus Kaepernick is very interesting, because it like it just doesn't make sense to me, bro. Like, because again, you are giving Jay-Z all the benefit of the doubt, and you're
I'm not saying the benefit of the doubt. I'm just saying
your perspective.
If Jay-Z set this up, then this did not go the way that Jay-Z wanted to go. But and that's based off of Cap's actions, right?
But we're talking about the bail that you're shooting. You're saying that Jay-Z set this up out of the goodness of his heart, not because he was receiving backlash.
Because of their relationship early
and
on.
And that Jay-Z got a strategy and Kaepernick don't have a strategy.
Jay-Z accepted a position with the NFL.
So you don't think that Jay-Z is a calculated businessman?
You don't think the Cap
is? I'm asking FIFA.
I think he is.
Okay. Do you think Cap is a calculated businessman?
I think he is.
Okay. I disagree. Based off what I'm saying.
Look, here's the thing. At the end of the day, I think that Kaepernick had a mission and a reason. It got blown the hell up. Did he calculate that? No. Because that was not his intent.
So his intent was not to get as big as he is?
No.
His intent was to fight for social justice.
Exactly. That was it. That was the only intent that he had.
Right. Okay. And he's done an admirable job of that. There's a lot of change that came out of that.
Change that y'all agree with, just this change. Because the biggest change that y'all talked about was the Jay-Z.
I said the Malcolm X thing. He added the Jay-Z thing. Malcolm Jenkins. Yeah.
Okay, but you don't. How do you feel about that situation with Malcolm Jenkins and what he's doing? Do you agree with like how that's going?
I mean, from what I've heard, it sounds like he's doing a lot of good things in the neighborhood from his efforts.
So then, why was Cap and his camp disagreeing with Malcolm Jenkins?
I don't know. I mean, it was reported. That's a disagreement that they have. I don't necessarily have to agree with the disagreements because I'm not there.
I think they were trying to nudge Cap to get to drop the lawsuit. I think from what I was reading is that if there was incentive for Malcolm Jenkins to convince Cap to drop the lawsuit, that way the initiative that they were working on with Malcolm Jenkins, Cap would be included in that, and there would be more money going to them if they dropped it. Cap didn't agree with that because he had a lawsuit pending that he wanted to stick to. Malcolm Jenkins didn't agree with that.
Malcolm Jenkins
was like, well, what are we doing here if they offering to do this for us?
So then why did he settle if he was willing to take it even further?
Because he still lost his job.
Why are we so stuck on the settlement, though?
Well, I thought we were going through the timeline of this whole
thing. I don't think we would necessarily have to go through the timeline. What this whole thing about is
he lost his job for speaking
out,
bro.
I'm just saying, like, again, if you have a case, he's the only – I thought he was willing to lose his job. So y'all disagree on that.
He did lose his job.
I'm saying it's like I'm thinking he's going into it like, okay, if I keep going with this route of me doing this protest, me taking this knee, I may lose my job.
No, all he was thinking is I shouldn't lose my job for this.
He should.
It was never I may lose my job. Like I'm taking
exactly
all I'm doing, bro.
So
like,
you don't
you
think he
about
you don't
this.
Think he thought he could lose his job?
Okay, no, look at it from this perspective, bro. You waking up on a Sunday morning going to do what you do, and you're like, damn, that's fucked up what I seen on the TV. You know what? I'm gonna do something about that. I'm gonna take a knee. He wasn't thinking, I'm going to be Muhammad Ali, dude. Mm-hmm. All I'm doing is taking a knee and pointing out something that's important to me. Everybody else took it and ran with it.
Exactly. And that's why I made it the point to say that Colin was doing it before they made him who he was. Mm-hmm. He bended it.
But once he got the spotlight.
You think he was going to back down?
No. He leaned into it, right?
So I think
he
believes in his cause.
And people around you, if you were smart, if you were in that position, I'm sure your wife would be like, hey, honey, you doing this? This is riling up a lot of people. You may is this?
So what do
this
they say about
your
my
job?
Cause, though? What do they say about my bro? Muhammad Ali sit in jail for 5 years.
I'm not disagreeing
because
with
he didn't want to go to war.
He didn't want
to
go
just,
to war.
I'm saying
because he was drafted.
Yeah, but he was
not because.
I'm just saying that there was a time frame as to where things happened, and now Nick is like, well, we haven't heard from Kaepernick, and I've heard all day. It's been 3 years. Muhammad Ali not only lost his title, but he's sitting in jail for 5 years based off just something he believes in. I'm not comparing
for
the two.
For his own selfish reasons.
True.
400.
Right.
But he believed in it. Just like
it's
Cap, he believes
yes.
in it. That's how, like, I don't even think we've had time enough to even measure what you're saying. What is he doing?
But I don't, I think I want to stick to the workout.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I think that's really why we're here and why we're having this conversation. This very unorthodox thing that happened.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And whether or not the NFL was sincere in what they were doing. We already know how the NFL is. We don't need to put that back out there. Do you guys think this was a Trojan horse?
For who?
Mm.
For Kaepernick. That this was a setup to get him
100%.
To yes. avoid future lawsuits.
100%.
I think that was the only thing that was for. Yep. I don't even think.
From the NFL's perspective.
From the NFL, yes.
To be honest, I don't
shut
even
him
think
up and get him out.
The Jay-Z thing. Had. I don't think that Jay-Z even tried to lean and they had this done. I think that it was 100% to get him to drop this.
And there was a report mm-hmm. that Jeffrey Pash, I think that's his name, for the NFL, he's the NFL attorney, is the one that was spearheading this whole thing. Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I think the NFL set this up to control the narrative. Moving forward.
What narrative?
As far as him, if Cap can or will get back in the league.
How so?
Based off of what FIFA laid out, as far as they go to an NFL facility, there's no outside media, not even your own team can record it. We do our normal workout. You sign this waiver.
So,
we control everything.
So you don't think,
but you know that happened before this was requested. Two teams wanted Cap, but they didn't want the media backlash. So they went to the NFL with their grievances, and then this was the ultimate result was this big workout thing, because there were two teams that did show interest
mm-hmm.
and those two teams didn't want to bring them in because of everything that would have happened if they had the individual workouts.
So the cover part of the story
was like, let's do the
so
whole
then, so
big
then,
thing.
So then there were teams that actually wanted
two
to sign
teams
them.
Was, yeah, they did want
so
to
then
sign
the workout them. Was legit then?
Not the if they had had the individual workouts.
It would have been legit.
Like, come to our facilities, mm-hmm. we are interested in you, let's do this how we normally do it. That would have been legit. This turned it into something not legit. I think as Ken was saying, once legal got involved and they said, hey, here's an opportunity for us to mm-hmm. get this out mm-hmm. of the way, this okay. is when it turned into what we see now as this debacle.
So, Nick, you don't think that this had anything to do with any future lawsuits, that this wasn't the NFL trying to rid themselves of that?
No, I think the NFL was definitely trying to, again, get as much control as possible, and that lawsuit makes sense when it comes to control, because if I can control the workout and on top of that make sure that moving forward whatever decision happens you can't be upset about it to the point where you can make a legal case, then yes, I think the NFL would try to do anything to gain control. But that's why I'm not surprised by it, like you mentioned earlier. What I was surprised was like how far Cap was willing to even go throughout this process, because I'm like, bro, there's so much bullshit right in front of you. Why do you continue to say yes when we all know if we can see it, then his team can see it. His lawyer even came out and said, bro, I've reached out to 32 teams. Not one of them said anything back to me. So this, I'm a little pessimistic on this whole workout
but,
shit.
But you again, have to.
There's a bigger cause. You got to do this so when mm-hmm. you take them to court, they can't.
He's been out of work for 3 years,
doesn't
right?
matter, though. But that proves
how long
point.
You want to do this.
No, that proves his point.
How long
so
you want
to
do
thought,
this?
I thought with him being out of work, he was willing to be like, I'm willing to die on this hill.
He's That's been saying he's he wanted doing. To play for the last 3 years.
He's been saying he wanted to play.
He's
but
already died on
but,
the hill.
But he don't want to compromise.
He's trying to be reborn.
He's compromised. But why
on the
should
third
he compromise?
Year.
Because That's when, my point. Because, why should he compromise?
Because if you're
and
asking,
I think that's the bigger issue. And I think that's the thing. Like, the one thing that I hate that I'm hearing from a lot of people on TV is that fairness and reality. And that the reality is that I have to teach my sons to do 10 and 2. And the reality is that it's unfair for a black man. The thing is that in 2019, he shouldn't have to jump through hoops to get a job.
You shouldn't be lucky to be an NFL quarterback.
Yep.
The reality should be that he should be getting calls. And the reality should be that the NFL shouldn't have to be slick to avoid future lawsuits, to protect themselves from collusion and what's happening.
But what's their motto, Ken?
But
protect
also,
the shield.
No, but also
protecting the shield is giving him a damn job.
Protecting the shield is making sure we protect our ass.
Protecting the shield is giving him a job and putting this thing behind you and moving it, and that will
yep.
protect their ass.
100%. And there's something that Ken said, right? And I know you teach this to your boys, and you know, there isn't a reason why in 2019 going into 2020 that it should be this much harder for a black man. It shouldn't be this much harder for black causes.
When has it been easy, though?
But when
that's
when
the point.
Conform to
exactly.
it.
Exactly. How do we change that? is by having people that don't conform.
Exactly.
It's by having people that stand out. It's by having people that stand for something.
I'm not getting up out my seat.
Exactly. Yeah. And you want this is a perfect opportunity, and you want Kaepernick to conform. Why? Because how do we change the future? How do we change?
You don't want that, but there are a lot of black people out there that are saying that he should just sign away his rights.
Exactly.
And people are like, well, if he wants to play, he should just play. And it's bigger than that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want him to conform. I wish he would take it to the. That's why I asked you about the settlement. That's why I've asked you about
the settlement's done.
No. I'm saying that's an example as far as.
But there's going to be another one.
Exactly. I don't want you to conform. I want you to take it to the NFL and
that's what he's doing.
But if you're going to ask for, if you're realistically asking for a job, this is not the way you go.
No,
about
this is what I'm saying. I'm not.
That's
asking
what I'm saying. You can't have your cake and
listen,
eat it too. That's
what
I'm
not asking for anything.
Yes, you can.
It's not asking though. It's what he does. I won't say deserve.
He don't deserve.
I'm not saying
no one deserves.
Earned. He's earned a look to be in the position that he's desiring to be in. Like, he's earned that.
Bro, I was a starting quarterback that took a team to the Super Bowl. And the reason why we was great was because of me. Because it wasn't Alex Smith, bro.
Right, fam. You got Matt Schaub playing for the fucking Falcons.
They had a good defense.
They almost went back to back, so yeah. I mean,
they don't get there without
Colin Kaepernick.
They don't.
But let's not.
I'm not going to poo-poo on them, but I'm just saying they was back to back.
They were a good team.
Tom Brady had a lot of great teams, but Brady get all the credit. Right, so
yeah. I'm just saying, you put Alex Smith there, they're not going back to back. It's as simple as that.
Fever and I debated that year.
We did.
Yeah, but
Colin had that it factor. Colin was the guy. He was special. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
People thought he was going to be the next one.
Exactly. Yeah. So at the end of the day, you don't fall from being a top five quarterback to I can't even play in the league.
Do you think if it was a standard waiver, he would have done the workout as is?
Yes.
Because I do too.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL being shady as they were.
But do you understand why the NFL put that extra shit in there?
No, I do not.
Really? No.
Okay.
No,
why?
I do not. No, I do not.
Do you?
I'm asking that a little incorrectly. I do, because I think it was a Trojan horse. I don't think this had anything to do with getting Colin Kaepernick 100%. In the league. I think this had to do with them removing themselves for future losses.
This is our chance. This is our chance to get out of this shit.
Yeah, and that's why they put it in there. And I think Colin and his team, because they tried. I think that's something that's not often reported either. They tried. The lawyers were on the phone with them. The NFL wouldn't budge because this was their way. This was white America. America has this, they are masters at making black people they have a way of making black people responsible for their action. That way that when
they write the rules.
Because when something happened, they say it's something that black man didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a way of removing themselves from all of that. This has played out historically. If a man isn't where he needs to be, it's because of him.
Mm-hmm.
This thing has been this whole thing has been played out for years. Mm-hmm. Even when we didn't have rights, it still exists today, and they did it to Colin Kaepernick. Because the conversations that's coming out of this is that Colin Kaepernick didn't want to get in the league. Now it's Colin Kaepernick's fault. They are overlooking the fact that they wanted this man to sign away the one thing that we have fought for since we've been on Earth, rights.
Mm-hmm.
His rights as an American to be able to fight for gainful and rightful employment and the right to sue when those rights are being violated.
And then you know what's another interesting part? Look at all these coons on TV talking about perpetuating exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, it's Colin Kaepernick's fault. Are we serious?
But this is what they are. They are this institution, and there may be people that are working in these places that don't even know they're upholding these.
I've heard so many. He lucky to be here. Takes it. It's disgusting. Like just from people, he should be happy that he's even like. And we should be in 2019. Like you two just so brilliantly stated. Like we passed. You lucky to be here as a black quarterback.
I don't think we
like,
passed
nah,
that. Yeah, I don't think we passed in this country.
How do we move that?
We need to have for realistic change. There needs to be more black ownership or more minority ownership.
You said you don't think we passed that. Where would you see a black man and you say, man, I'm surprised it's a black person doing it?
What do you mean?
When I say pass the position, I meant like for Kaepernick, where people are they're saying, man, he's black. He lucky that he's even in the league. So why is he causing all this ruckus? And then I said that. you said that you don't think that we're past that in 2019. Saying, where would you see a black man and say, I'm surprised that he's in that position?
Well, I'm just saying, like, in America, America was born out of racism.
Right.
So it's going to be centuries, I think, in my opinion, for that to come out or that to even get to a level playing field where everybody can feel
they
like
gotta
they
die,
get a fair shot.
But they're teaching their kids.
So, and that's what I'm saying. And it's been like that for generations. That's why, like, when I'm talking about the reality of things, I mean, like, if you're going to play the game, like, in any industry that you get into, you're going to have to play a game.
Let me ask you something. Did Martin Luther King play the game? Did Martin Luther King play the game?
Muhammad Ali didn't play the game.
Did Malcolm X play the game? And these are people that moved black society, black community, light years ahead.
Martin Luther King had to play the game a little bit.
How?
He picked and chose his spots, but he was strategic in them. But, you know, he went to jail a lot.
Exactly.
He got his ass whooped a lot.
And
he
got killed. Exactly.
And he got killed.
Come on, man. Like at the end of the day, we knew what he stood for, and he didn't bend. Did he bend?
Nah.
I don't think Martin Luther King bent.
I think he did a little bit, just because at the end he talked about a lot of mistakes. Like, I wish I would have done things differently.
Okay, he made concessions. He made concessions because in negotiations, you're going to have to make concessions.
And that's what this is, right?
A big negotiation.
It wasn't a negotiation.
Exactly.
With Cap?
There wasn't no negotiation.
The NFL wasn't open for negotiation.
So then
you got to stand by your principle.
So but going into the situation beforehand, did y'all realistically think that this was like he was going to get a legit shot and chance to be back in the league from this workout?
My tweet was something about this situation is fishy, and it bared out.
Yes.
But we all knew that, right?
Because of the setup? Are you serious?
I thought from week 11 on a Saturday.
FIFA, you know on the days that they have off. You know Saturdays right before they travel for the Sunday. Sunday's the next day. So.
And it wasn't even. They said it was, at his new one, it was like eight teams were there.
Yeah.
Well, they went to the Riverdale workout.
No decision makers were there either. Like,
there was the Eagles vice president of football operation, I think. He has a title where he can make moves.
I seen there weren't any people there as far as GMs, assistant GMs, anybody like
that. Somebody from the Eagles was there that can make a move.
But I think at the end of the day, Kyler got the tape out. He has workout footage. There were positive comments about it. The league has it.
Yes.
And now, when he said the ball is in their court, that's legit. Because now, talent is no longer the issue. And
it never really was the issue.
But now, it's proven. It wasn't the issue we know or we suspected. But that was what people were putting out there. They were putting out there that we don't know if he could still play. That is no longer an excuse. We know he can play. We saw it. So now, what are the reasons why the NFL won't give this man a job? And I think the NFL teams have to be really, really careful about who they do go give jobs to. They can't go find a guy that hasn't played football in 6 years and bring him in. They can no longer go find somebody who's been teaching high school or whatever he was at and bring them in for a workout that's been out of the league for 4 or 5 years.
I think the NFL feels like they're the king of their own domain.
Oh, they could do it, but there's a lawsuit coming, and I think it'll hurt their cases in the lawsuit. And I think Colin Kaepernick, while it may look bad and while a lot of negative things are being said, I think he came out strategically on top.
Why did you add that adjective before on top, strategically?
Because I think that the way they went about this, to manage to do – I hate using the word call audible because everybody's been using it. But for them to, at the 11th hour, on that Friday, when they realized the NFL would not budge, for them to reach out to the community and to find a secondary location to hold this thing, to have the media come out, when you see hundreds of people in support, 2-3 people in opposition, so we already know that I don't think white people really care or not whether or not he gets in the league because they weren't out there in droves protesting against him. So we have visual evidence of that. I think strategically, what I meant by that is that he has footage of a 40 to 50 minute workout that is in the hands of 32 NFL teams. Whereas before this whole thing started, he could have had none. So I got to give them props for being able to make those moves at the last minute.
Will that lead to What are you guys expecting to come out of this moving forward? Because FIFO, you've been asking me this question as far as how do we make change, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to take longer than Cap's lifetime for to see change.
100%.
Or at least his playing time to see change within the NFL. You know what? This will never happen again.
What could have happened? Because there were a lot of people that had Cap's back on the media. For change, it would have been for a lot of people to stick by Cap when he didn't want to sign that waiver that would have given away his rights. When they turned against him because they thought that he should just sign it anyway because he wanted to play in the league and to forego his rights, when they turned against him for that, when they simplified it to it being a job interview, that was a problem. Yep. Because you can't reduce something as complicated as this is with so much lack of trust on both parties and the lack of transparency to something as simple as a job interview.
Well, I equate it for a job because I think everybody at this table can agree that we know that Cap can play. So I think the workout was more semantics. I think with the GMs or those representatives that went to the Atlanta facility, Falcons facility, they wanted to talk to him one-on-one to see where his head at and see where – to see what –
They had the option.
Like you said, Spike, there was two teams, but they didn't want the media circus.
Right.
And I think that's what a lot of teams, they always talk about distraction in the NFL, regardless if it's Cap or something else. Distractions, they don't like that. So when you're talking to someone who has probably one of the biggest platforms outside of football, it's like, okay, let's have a conversation. Where are you at? How do we fit in your agenda? How can you fit in ours type of thing? And I think that's what he – Once we realized that all this shit was some bullshit, he was like, "All right, fuck it, I'm gonna go do my own thing."
It's all pay for play. That's what it.
But
comes
it's more
down
than
to.
That.
It's but it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. I agree.
And at the end of the day, that's Collins' standpoint. That's what he has on the NFL. You pay these backup quarterbacks to come out here and play a position, and I know I can do it better. And the reason why he had to do everything the way he did it was to be able to prove that in a court of law. Now he has film.
Yep.
Now he has teams saying that they were interested.
Yep.
Now he can prove all of that. Think about in that settlement, all of the stuff that the NFL was trying to hide. The reason why they came to a settlement was because they didn't want these phone records. They didn't want these memos and these emails and all of this stuff out. What do you think is going to happen now?
But
Colin has even more leverage now than he did before.
Yep.
But and that's what the NFL is afraid of.
But with – because I think the NFL thinks if you settle once, you're going to settle it again.
Well,
if he does sue them again.
And he's going to be a
this next settlement
going to
be a and lot
I,
larger.
And I hope he does.
Because he's
going to
be able to prove
but
a
lot
he
won't
may
be
not even be a settlement next time.
Yep.
He may not.
Because it's going to be so much
he
money.
He may win the case. Exactly.
Exactly. They'd be like, hey man, just sign this, brother, bro. We can't afford losing all
right.
this type of money.
But will he play football again?
He may or may not. We don't know.
I'm asking you, do you think he will play football again in the NFL?
I hope he does,
he
but I don't know.
He should have the opportunity.
Exactly. He should have a fair opportunity.
He should 100% have the opportunity.
Because he is better than 34 other quarterbacks that we named. Or no, he's the 35th best quarterback on the planet. On the damn planet. How does he not have a job? How do you not have a job?
I don't think he'll be in the league anymore.
I put it to you like this, right? I work in sales. I can guarantee you right now I'm not the 35th best sales manager in my company. And I have a damn good job. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, he should have the opportunity. I don't know if he's going to play or not because it's not by performance where it should be. Because if it was, yes, he should be playing. But because this is bigger than that, I can't answer that because I'm not behind those closed doors in the NFL. But I know this. I know Kaepernick has leverage. I know the NFL is scared of Kaepernick or else they wouldn't have put that verbiage in that waiver.
Yep.
Or else they wouldn't have did what they're doing now. They're scared of Kaepernick and what type of power or what type of information he can make the NFL divulge. They're scared of that.
And when I say the strength was in silence, to complete the point and as far as what he's doing, the reason that he is still standing strong and being quiet because at the very least, you don't want further generations muffled. You were talking about change. You don't want people scared that they can't go speak their mind now. Because they say, oh, man, look what happened to Cap, bro. You know you can't do that now. You don't want that to be the temperature in the NFL. You don't want that to be the standard, the quick quote pro, I would say, as of, you know, you got to stay in line in order to keep your job here. I think as long as Cap is fighting this fight, then he's giving future players that opportunity to do what they are able to do or do what they need to do, whether it's small as celebrations in the end zone or whether it's big as speaking on something that affects them in their community. He got to hold out for those people too.
This is how change happens. I think they'll play this a lot differently in the future. They messed up,
yeah,
but they didn't know how to handle it, and that's the NFL. But
I think the only change that would happen with this CBA, based on everything that Cap is doing, if this doesn't ignite some fire in the players as far as their power, as FIFO, you were saying, if everybody quit today, then maybe things would have changed. The CBA could be that.
I don't think so.
The timing is perfect for it, is it not?
Negroes have been beating us to submission, bro.
And at the end of the day, the reason why...
That's why you see black folks out here on TV talking about just do it.
And the reason why the CBA is the worst time to do it, it's not that they don't want to. They can't afford to. Think about how many players there are per team, right? That's number one. Number two, the majority of these players have non-guaranteed contracts. Number three... It may be a lot of money to us, but it's not really a lot of money when you are a rookie, you're undrafted, you're on the practice team, but you can't go without your check.
I have a sneaky feeling he'll get back in.
Yeah.
I got a suspicion.
I doubt it. I honestly think.
I don't know if the NFL really want those problems.
Yeah. I think they'll be willing to pay him as far as lawsuit.
I don't think so.
Nah, buddy. They don't want this next lawsuit.
Nah, buddy.
They don't want this
Because I was surprised that he even got a settlement.
I'm not.
Because the NFL don't settle with nobody.
Yeah, that's what Kyle said. Yeah, the NFL rarely settles. So.
But
the fact that they did.
Let you know they got a case.
But then, yeah, they knew.
So then who has leverage? Again.
As long as he keeps his mouth shut. Leverage?
This workout is proof.
Yeah.
You say have, I say had, but we'll
like,
see.
Hold on. Explain.
Because to me, if you have somebody, if you got enough to where they're willing to settle, that means that you could take it a lot further.
And that's the reason why he didn't sign his right to not take it further. Right.
No, that was on this liability. I'm talking about that settlement.
No, but understand that. Because
you're talking about there was emails. And
but you know what? But here's what I think happened.
That should have been out. I would love to see that.
I think his lawyers may have been smart enough to know that you can sue again.
Exactly.
And you can take the settlement now, and if you, in the next year and a half or two, are still unemployed, you can sue the ass again.
Exactly. And then the suit, that's what gives you the leverage, bro. The fact that, again, the NFL does not settle. The NFL did not want that information or whatever information that Kaepernick said that y'all had in terms of blackballing me, in terms of collusion and whatever... That Kaepernick's people are saying, right? Y'all settled. Again, to Ken's point, we can re-sue down the line. And all this is just, again, more leverage. We know that Cap could play, but now everybody knows Cap can play. Now everybody knows. Yep. Now there's not a question. Not because Cap kept his silence, that gave him the leverage. Because now he's not silent. And what did that do? It proved that he still has the arm. NFL executives say he still got the fastball 3 years later.
Remember, he still got it. Remember what I used to tell you? Cap shouldn't say shit.
Yep.
Yeah,
this is why.
Quiet. Exactly. Because when the time comes, I don't need to be boisterous and all of that. All I got to do is prove my point. And my point is that y'all continue to blackball me.
I just think this whole situation is confusing. And
it's not confusing.
I'm saying I'm confused as far as like, what y'all are saying when it comes to, like, he's been saying that he wants to play in the NFL, right?
He does.
And he clearly does because he tried to do the workout. But at this point, is it more about him going toe-to-toe with the NFL or is him playing football?
You added stuff to it. No, he wants to play football.
Because I don't see how you could do both.
Why not?
Because it's like, how can you sue the place...
See the NFL
and then work and then get a job.
You damn right.
No, because this is
it happens all the time. This is America,
works
baby.
Like that.
It's a private.
This America, but this is America.
Mm-hmm.
This is America. The company this I work for is a private do, institution. What you mean?
I understand this is America, but for this specific company, have you ever seen that happen?
And how do we instill change? It has to start somewhere.
And also, this is on TV. Like this shit happens at Apple and Google and Yahoo and all of these big businesses all the time. It's just not entertainment. You know what I'm saying? This shit happens.
Apple have sued. who they sue? The chip maker that make chips, not Intel. Qualcomm. Starts with Qualcomm. Yeah,
like they do this.
Microsoft and Apple got into it back in the day over some bullshit. This is America, baby. This is his right. And I'm glad he did sign that shit away. It was like, y'all not going to trick me. I'm not ignorant out here. Just so, nah.
It's a corporate battle in America with race attitude. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's another thing. I think
Steven ain't Nick.
Right.
I'll just say I'm confused. There was another big thing, I guess, battle that was going on the, but it was actually on the field. It was Pittsburgh versus Cleveland. I don't know if there's a debate about this, but my question for y'all was, did Mason Rudolph deserve, should he have gotten a suspension?
Yes. 16 games.
I didn't see what Mason did.
Oh, you said Mason Rudolph. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm talking about Myles Garrett.
Yeah. He kicked him in the nuts.
You think 16? Oh, we're going to get to that.
Yeah, I didn't see.
You said he kicked him in the nuts?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I saw him try to rip his helmet off. That's what I saw.
Mason tried to see that too.
I saw him too. That's the only thing I saw. So I didn't see anything else.
You saying, should he be suspended, Mason Rudolph?
Yes, because he initiated it.
Yeah, you can give him a game.
A couple games.
I ain't mad
But
at
he
that.
Ain't get nothing.
Why not?
I mean, it's a quarterback.
He's a red hat.
Yeah, he's a quarterback. Like
so we don't, so we always so we just
I bet you if he was black he would have been suspended.
Probably.
I'm charged up now.
Probably. But my thing is like that's like I'm not excusing Myles Garrett what he did, but at the same time, like if you're gonna start a fight and then you just get mad because you it don't go your way, you gotta you still get the punishment.
He got
as well.
Mad because all the damn interceptions. He was having a tantrum. That's why he tried to take the hat off. He was having
and
a temper tantrum on the
field. Was probably talking shit to him when he was tackling him. That was a long ass sack right there. It took him a long time to get him down, man. But what you said should, I think you should get like a game, two games. I mean, yeah, he did instigate it. And I always say you can't judge a person's reaction once you get them to going. But still, like, hit the man in the face with a helmet.
You can't hit
a
dude in the head with
do that.
Man, I'm not excusing Garrett because I don't like the indefinitely, but definitely for the rest of the season. And if they go to the playoffs, which I doubt, he should not be playing for 2019-2020 season.
That's why they said indefinitely, because this shit going to be over in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's week 16. It's going to be a wrap for them. But I think they should have gave him maybe the first four up to season. eight to next year.
You think is that egregious?
No, hell yeah. Because here's the thing. Luckily, he didn't hit him with the crown of that helmet because he landed. He landed dead center of that helmet.
You know what that tells me? Mace Rue got a hard ass.
He hit him with a doink, and he was looking like
he was only thing
like,
he was mad because he got hit by a Negro.
He looked up, he hopped up. Wow, call my dad on
right
now.
He sure did. That's the type of reaction he had.
I'm calling my dad.
But if Myles Garrett would have just turned that helmet the other way and that crown would have hit him, bro, like, I don't know what could have happened, but that's way worse. And at that point, he might have just been exiled from the NFL. Because you crack somebody's skull, bro. Come on, man. Rough. Like, that's bad. So I don't think that the suspension is unfair. I think it's very fair. Yeah. And I think even half of next season is fair.
Yeah. He weaponized the helmet.
Yeah, man. You went way beyond that.
Like, what if that could have caused, like, brain damage or something like that? Yeah,
nah. Could have busted that man eye open anything, bro.
What? And I'm talking in extremes. But what if, like, he would have just, like, his motor function. Like, what if he would just wouldn't have been the same type of person, right? Like, what if he couldn't speak?
Just sent
what,
him limp.
And I think he had a concussion earlier this season,
too.
Yeah,
he did. He went limp. Like, he like, got knocked out earlier this season.
But we're not acting like he just did this out of nowhere.
No.
Like, Ken said he had a temper tantrum, and he picked the wrong nigga to fuck with.
And that's what happened.
And that's why...
I'm on the same shit.
If you push me and I shoot you, people are going to be like, I mean, he did push him, but I ain't have to shoot him.
Hey, man, sometimes you got to send an example.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to set the stage.
Don't push this nigga because he'll shoot your ass. That's what you're going to know from moving forward. There's certain
it's
going to
be, yep.
Of course, we get that, but at the end of the day, that person that shot him is going to
still
going to
get punished. Bro.
Yeah, of course, get punished before.
But just, a tone just, has been set.
It definitely has. Myles Garrett is not
them white folks going to think twice about.
Do y'all remember he got hit in his face earlier this season by a fan? Do y'all remember that? Myles Garrett.
I remember that story.
Somebody was acting like they wanted to get his autograph, and they gave him the pen and medicine as he was signing. They snuck him and ran off.
Yes.
So he probably was taking all that out on Mason.
That dude is 6'5", 6'6", 2-something. I would not fuck with that.
And a teddy bear.
That's what I said. I wonder why they did that, but he is a nice guy. He like poetry and bullshit. Yeah, he like real.
I listened to an interview, man. Mm-hmm. Like he listens to more than just rap.
Yeah.
He don't even play
more than just rap.
Yeah, he listens to like Journey and shit.
Yeah, he plans on being in the NFL like a short amount of time. He got a lot he wants to do, he said.
Yep. That's why I was surprised.
A lot of time now.
I was really shocked when I saw it. I was like, God damn, he reacted like that? Need to listen to more Chicago. hard to say I'm sorry.
Moving forward, well, with that game, the Browns won.
Yeah, let's move on. What else you want to talk about?
We're not talking about that game.
These Falcons, man.
Nah, we don't want to talk about
that game.
Skip that. Let's talk about Lamar.
Lamar, go ahead.
MVP.
Did y'all expect them to blow out the Texans like that?
I did not, no.
At least me and Ken talked about, like, man, they should have made that an 8 o'clock game instead of this Rams-Bears game and shit.
Ooh, that was a bad game.
I'm so glad
they did
not.
The results could have been different, of course, with a different time slot. But either way, I did not expect that. They went in the Super Bowl.
The Ravens?
I think it's going to be a black Super Bowl. Because I was looking at the playoff picture now.
Ravens-Cowboys?
Ravens-Seahawks. Not Cowboys.
That.
Even though I think we're going to get to Dak being top five. But I think Lamar Jackson, this is his year. And as much as I was expecting Russell to win it, I think Lamar Jackson, no pun intended, is running away with the award.
Yeah,
as
he should.
Yeah, I think between last week's performance, not the Texans game, but
against the Patriots?
No. Who did he have that crazy run when he had to spin?
The Cincinnati.
Between that game and this game, and that's no disrespect to what Russell Wilson is doing, because Russell Wilson had a crazy Monday night game. I was watching.
He's been having a lot of crazy. He had a crazy Tampa Bay game. That San Francisco Monday night game was crazy. Like,
yeah. So you know that's no disrespect to him, but what Lamar Jackson is doing. Look, and I know I ate my words very early. Very, very, very early in terms
of
the
alone.
AFC North.
You're not alone.
Because I didn't think he had accuracy. Hey, I didn't know he had the accuracy and the touch that he has. Plus, I think that what we're really seeing was kind of separating Lamar is kind of like Mahomes. He could throw from any angle.
Yes.
We've seen the sidearm, the between the flick. Feet, the flick. He has it. I didn't know he had it like that. And he's displaying that. He's completing passes at a high rate. He's running when he needs to or when it's designed. Like, he doesn't seem like he's out of control. He seems like he is controlling that entire football game. Mm-hmm. And then when you take that into who's his wide receivers?
Just Hollywood
Brown.
You know what I'm saying? So we give praise to the Tom Brady's of the world for doing it with no-name guys. Let's give that praise to the black quarterback.
Yeah,
because he's literally doing it with no-name guys. They doing it with three tight ends out there. He's using his arms. He's using his legs. He's using his brain.
Yes.
It's not just wildly out there. Oh, let me do it. Nah, man. Like, he is calculated. And because of all of that, he's the MVP right now.
I would say the biggest caveat for him in getting MVP is because he actually went head-to-head with Russ and he won. And he actually was the reason why they won. In Seattle. Too.
And they won a lot of big games. They won against the Patriots. They won against Seattle. They've won against all of the better teams in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
The edge for me, too, by far the blackest press conferences.
Oh, hell yeah.
In the game. Nigga. I love how unapologetically him he is. Like, just period. Like, he hasn't tried to pull the Cam Newton and, you know what I'm saying, conform and just like, I'm here, dude. I'm here. I'm Lamar. I'm Cole. What y'all got to say? What y'all got to ask me? I think he enjoys being himself, and I like that.
He jokes about it, too. He's like, yeah, for a running back, I can show
like,
throw
I love yeah, that, man. Like, that's dope to me.
And, you know, like, watching these Ravens, all I could think of was, yo, Ozzie Newsome is that motherfucker.
He is. Thank you, Harbaugh has been able to hold it down, too.
No.
Don't do Harbaugh like that.
Yeah, no, nah, don't.
Nah,
it's the
offensive coordinator.
The defense is good.
Harbaugh keep a good team up there. Think about, there's been no one there since Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, and they still have been relevant year after year.
I think Harbaugh is leaning into the fact that his job was on the line until he got this black savior.
Harbaugh had to sign off on everything.
His job went on the line last year.
His job was.
You know, whose job was on the line? That Flacco, bum. Once he got Flacco out of town,
we already knew Flacco was out. But usually, when you draft a new, when you're in that transition mode, you usually do a full transition.
He started Lamar because Flacco got hurt. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. For me, if you would have drafted him, every first round quarterback always starts.
And why did
starts,
he keep
right?
playing him? Because he was winning. I think he won eight straight.
He won
and
eight
I'm not
straight.
A big Harbaugh guy like
I'm
that.
I'm not shitting on Harbaugh, but
I'm
not going to
give him his props, bro.
I'm giving him all the props to Ossie and the OC.
Nah, man, come on, man. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Harbaugh is doing his thing.
Yeah, you can't do that. Nah.
Yeah,
but you think he didn't want to give him a chance? He drafted.
Nah, I'm just saying this is like, oh shit, I lucked up.
I don't think it's more of
like I want. I don't see. Do you honestly think John Harbaugh was in the draft room like with Ossie? Like, bro,
nigga,
we need to get this kid.
They moved up to get him.
I don't know if John Harbaugh's never coached a quarterback like this.
So
I don't think anybody has.
Yes,
his brother did,
and that's why he got his brother's OC.
Okay. That's Harbaugh's call.
Because he said, nigga, if I'm going to keep my job, I got to lean into it.
So what's wrong with that, though? You acting like it's a problem.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a problem.
That's even more credit
I ain't going to give him credit for you lucking into some shit.
It wasn't luck. Nigga, he doing his job.
Ossie traded up to me.
His name is not the GM.
Belichick lucked into Brady.
Right.
I don't understand.
Well, Belichick creates his quarterbacks.
Sean Payton lucked into Drew Brees because Drew Brees was halfway out.
Ron Rivera lucked into Cam Newton. They went to a Super Bowl.
Well, no, I'm saying this. The reason why
John Elway lucked into Peyton Manning.
No, I'm saying this as far. Well, he kind of did, but I'm saying this as far as like John Harbaugh. During that season with Flacco's last year to Lamar Jackson's rookie year, there was talks of like, oh, is Harbaugh on the hot seat?
Because I know it sucked.
And then it wasn't until the black boy started balling, get him to the playoffs. He was like, "Fuck it, that's my quarterback."
Because Flacco sucked, though. That's not Harbaugh's fault that Flacco sucked. We're paying him a lot of money, and I got to let him continue to suck so he can get the fuck out of town, and I can do this precious black kid that you're talking about. I want him to play. Like, I don't understand why you're saying that Harbaugh didn't want him to play.
Listen, I gave all the props to Ozzie because I know what Ozzie did. Ozzie's last day on the job.
He was on his way out of there.
He was like, let me go ahead and shoot the brother.
There you go.
Y'all welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to get the brother in the first round, and he did a good job.
And he traded up to do that, too. So, I
give Ozzie the credit for drafting him.
I do.
But I got to give Harbaugh credit for accepting him and playing him.
And maximizing him.
Their coaching staff went to Louisville this offseason and learned how he was successful during his Heisman season. And they took and incorporated that with what they were going to do this season. And that was Harbaugh's call. So,
and that's what great coaches do. They conform to their talent.
And we'll try to
They don't place talent into the box of what I do. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, what do you do great, and let's maximize that. That's the whole reason I know I always go back and forth between basketball and football. But D'Antoni, that's why you're a lame duck coach. Mm. He out of there, bro. Mm. But dudes like a Harbaugh.
They balling right now, right?
All right, what you got? What else you got? And I may have cursed the Ravens by saying they're going to the Super Bowl because I can't pick.
I'll probably double down by picking them.
Yeah, they're probably doomed now. I'm sorry, y'all. Mm.
Dak top five. I came into the season saying this is the year.
I'm not even engaged.
What you mean? What you mean?
Come on, man.
We got to talk about it.
I will say this. I'm a Cowboys fan, though. Y'all did not know this. I will let y'all know that before we get into this.
I'm good. I'm not
going to do it. We'll have a two-way conversation there. Yep.
Over the last 16 games, Dak Prescott has 4,900 yards since Amari Cooper.
The brother can play.
Since Amari Cooper has gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
With those 4,000 yards, we've only lost four games, I want to say. Dak Prescott, I would say, is top three MVP this year.
I agree.
Hell no.
I agree.
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Dak Prescott.
Yes.
Tell me who the other person was.
Christian McCaffrey. He's leading the league in passing yards, and he's, I think, almost leading the league in touchdowns, if not one or two.
He is leading the league in touchdowns and yards.
How is that not an MVP? How does that MVP stats?
With
FIFA,
a 500
FIFA number,
now
number
five
man.
And three.
Number man, yeah, that's you. Come on, talk about it.
I gotta look these numbers up.
Man,
pull them up.
Look at this. I'm not lying.
No, he's
a top three. All right,
so.
And I tell y'all why. And the reason that I say this, they got a schedule. And this is gonna, because we got the worst coach in the league, so it's gonna take some overcoming.
Oh yeah, these next couple games are gonna be tough.
If he can have a good performance against the Patriots on Thanksgiving when everybody's watching against the Bills. And then we'll close out later on in the season against the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Those are three marquee games that are going to – he already done showed his ass the other – day. We had three straight Sunday night primetime games and Monday night games. Dak has performed in each of those games, and plus he's a Cowboys quarterback, so they're going to get notoriety anyway. Maybe a cheat code, but I think people talk about him more. So when you start voting for MVP and that conversation comes up, it's not crazy to have him outside in the top five.
If he beats Brady in Foxborough,
You got to start talking about it.
You really 100%. Have to start talking about it.
Yeah, 100%.
And he damn near not has to win out, but he's got to probably get them to at least 10, 11 wins.
He got to win the big games.
Yes.
So, like you say, not win out, but he got to beat the Patriots.
Russell Wilson got more passing touchdowns.
Okay.
But who is he second?
Who? Dak? Yeah, Dak is second.
So
he got to beat the Patriots. He has to beat the
Eagles.
That's
an MVP discussion.
He has to beat the Bills.
He's tied for second, though.
You were hating that.
Who your team, people?
But he hasn't won the big game.
He hasn't.
He beat the Eagles.
So how can
he?
This is one thing.
He beat that game that they need. Remember that Eagles game?
How far are they going?
I don't want to sound like too much of an apologist here because I do think that Dak is a really good player, and I think that he has the potential to be an elite quarterback. But as a Cowboys fan, I do think that we have the worst coach in the league. And it ain't – well, Freddie Kitchens might be. No, him and Jason Garrett right there.
Freddie Kitchens is the worst.
They right. Jason Garrett is real close. And he's been in the league like 8 years. He shouldn't be, but that's a whole nother story. I say that to say, if Dak was surrounded by the talent that the other young quarterbacks had on the coaching side, when we talk about Kyler Murray and who he has, and when we talk about Garoppolo and who he has,
McVay.
And when we talk about McVay and Goff, him – dragging Goff alone, if Dak had that, man, he would be even better than what we're talking about. Now, this thing, like the offense that he's in and what he's surrounded by as far as a coaching staff, he got the talent, but the coaching staff, he's never had that innovation around him, and he's overcoming that still. So I think that's even saying more to him as a player.
Goff is terrible. But Goff, look, I want to
– dang, I no run game.
He's still terrible.
I don't know what happened to Gurley. Like,
so you don't know this, but – I'm a big Dak fan. All
right. Okay. Here you go. He's going to say bullshit. All right, go ahead.
Because I'm from Meridian, Mississippi.
Okay.
When he played, he Mississippi State, right. And when they were winning, it's on the show. Like, it's documented. We've been doing this podcast for years.
These last few weeks, you ain't sound like no Dak fan.
Look, I'm just going to always just be fair in my criticisms. So the only thing I've said coming into this season was that Dak is not top 10. Coming into the season – he was not a top 10 quarterback.
I came in saying he's top 10
and then he
at
jumped
number
to top
10.
8. And then he lit the league up for 3 years against terrible competition.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Played good teams and went 0-3?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Which kind of proved my point. So I've always wanted Dak to get paid. It's never been about that. I've always wanted him to get paid, and I always want him to win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pro brother. I've always pushed for black people to be successful on this show.
Rooting for everybody black.
Even Jameis Winston this day. It's
that's
hard.
That's the one that you died on that
it's
cross.
It's hard.
You died on that cross. Yeah.
It's hard. But because I believe in his talent, it may not click. But whatever. I've always pushed and defended these guys on this show. I just don't think he's just top 10.
How?
That's always been my
now today. It ain't 10 quarterbacks better than him.
I told you this year was
because
the year.
Because they all hurt.
Who?
Because they've gotten hurt.
After
Philip. Ain't that the
Philip Rivers' performance last night, we can cross him off.
I don't
right?
think he was on my list then.
Okay.
Nope. Russell Wilson's better than Dak.
Okay, that's one.
Lamar Jackson this year is two. Better than Dak. Pat Mahomes is better than Dak.
I'll give you Deshaun Watson. That's
we got
four.
Aaron Rodgers. We got Deshaun Watson.
That's five.
We got Drew Brees.
That's six. Tom Brady, I give you him at seven.
Nah, Tom Brady ain't better than
I
Dak.
Give you Tom Brady.
Yeah, not seven. Right now. Are we talking about right now. We ain't talking about career-wise.
As a Cowboys,
Tom Brady.
Yeah,
are you serious?
I give you,
because,
I give
because
you Tom
at the
Brady.
End of the day, if you have one game to win.
Tom Brady.
I'm picking Dak
that's
right
seven.
Now.
That's it. Nah, yeah, you losing.
Brady can't.
Tripping,
Brady can't throw,
fam.
Brady can't throw no more.
I'm a Cowboys
you see
fan.
You know I don't like
I'm
Brady.
I'm a fan, and you hear me. Drew Brees, that's eight.
We counted Drew Brees twice.
Yeah,
we're six.
He said, my bad.
We had seven.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
What else you
got? Y'all got to think. It's some bad quarterbacks
ain't
in the league,
else.
Bro.
No,
it's some bad quarterbacks
really
in the
is,
league.
Because now we're talking Matt Ryan.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins. Now that's the level that you want
Goff,
now are Kirk Cousins, Goff,
Dalton,
Matt Ryan, Dalton.
Kirk Cousins.
You better than all
Josh
of them.
Josh Allen. The only one that I would say, depending on the year, that would be better than Dak is Matt Ryan. Depending on the year.
I get you
so
that.
So Big Ben, before he got hurt, was on the list.
Yeah.
And but we're talking
you
about
put,
coming
even
into
if you
the
put
season.
Big Ben and Cam, he still make 10.
Yeah, and I think Cam may have been on the list.
You got to put
that's
Matt
what
Ryan
I,
there.
That's too. What I was saying.
But what's this that? Was before the season, though.
Yeah, it was before the season.
Yeah, and I said he was going – and I
no,
I knew
you said he was top 10.
At 10.
What about Matthew Stafford? The season.
I think Matthew Stafford better than Matt Ryan, to be honest. I would take
– I disagree. Because Matt Stafford's numbers look better, but they don't equate to wins. At least Matt Ryan – and you know what? I can't even say that.
About see, I'm big on coaching, though, and I think that in football they got a lot to do with it. And Matt Stafford,
100%.
Thank you.
He is not nah, 100%. Ever. You
just
know
Jim
saying?
Caldwell.
Yeah, from like
two,
come on,
2-3 years he was nice.
Yeah, no, exactly. Caldwell
and
was
even
nice.
When you look at Matt Ryan when he
had the, your
Kyle
boy
Shanahan.
From San Francisco.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
I
when he
talk
was
about
eating.
That all the time.
Exactly.
But Dak had a good game. Salute to that brother. What you got?
Yeah, I like that.
Speaking of San Francisco, that 49ers game,
Jimmy G, baby.
Man, that game was crazy.
My question for y'all:
come back when? How much was he down for? What, 16 points?
I think it was like
20.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Look at Jimmy G.
That might have been the Denver.
Look at Jimmy G.
Minnesota game.
Yeah, that was a one.
Does the 49ers win against the Cardinals give you hope or make you pause?
It was the Cardinals. I don't,
yeah. I ain't gonna, I mean, but
he,
but
threw two picks. Don't act don't try to don't act like they were down for a reason. He had to come it
Dak
was a comeback win.
Too, nigga.
It was a comeback win.
So
Jimmy G ain't that nice though, I ain't gonna lie.
You was just talking about pro brother. You gonna bring you gonna prop up the white guy for the throw the black guy in the bus.
Jimmy G's that nice.
I think it's a lot of the Patriots lore still following him around. He plays well. He's like a glorified game manager to me. I ain't
for right now.
I ain't never seen Tom him Burke? Come
he might
out.
Be, he, Jimmy G might be the next Alex Smith.
No.
Nah,
Jimmy G
got,
might
he
be the
next
way,
more
way better than Alex
than
Smith.
Yeah, yeah, he looked way better. Nigga,
he way
he
Alex
play
Smith, the game now.
Prime. Me right now today at 35 years old, I could throw just as
chill
good
out.
As Alex
come
Smith.
On, bro. Man. Don't y'all be disrespecting Alex Smith.
Alex Smith had a water pistol, dog.
Man,
he had a water pistol.
Y'all
though.
Disrespect and Alex Smith.
All he threw was crosses, bro. Like all the little man crosses.
When he was with Andy Reid, he was throwing it down the field.
I think
wide receivers had to wait for it.
It looked that way.
I think because he got hurt, that's why I want to take another wait and see.
Who?
Jimmy G.
Oh.
You know, I think he's still playing himself into, like,
what he's going to be.
Yeah.
So you're saying next season, that's the real Jimmy G.
I don't even think it's the next season, right? Because you made a point, right? The last 16 games for Dak, you said since he got who?
Amari Cooper.
And who the hell Jimmy G got? They just got Emmanuel Sanders. And in that game against Seattle, as soon as Emmanuel Sanders went out, he looked a little pedestrian.
He got the second best tight end in the league.
What is San Francisco doing? Why wouldn't they?
That's not a wide out, though.
But to FIFO's point, Kittle didn't play that game that when he lost Emmanuel Sanders.
Kittle been hurt, too. Yeah. They should have signed Josh Gordon. Huh? I think that would have been big for them. Josh Gordon would have
been
a big
nice
pickup for
them. But at the end of the day, I'm not saying that Jimmy G isn't a glorified game manager, but so is Tom Brady. But he just don't have the weapons on the outside to kind of, you know, like progress his career.
Yeah, I haven't
seen him.
Yeah,
that
you're
yet.
Right. I haven't seen him with those type of skills.
Exactly.
Players,
so
that's true.
So to me, where Jimmy G is in his evolution as a quarterback, and I've been saying it for weeks now, it's a lot of Kyle Shanahan putting them in the
right
positions.
Position.
You know what I'm saying? That defense getting the ball back, that defense just being a monster of a front seven. Once I think Jimmy G gets at least one outside talent, even better than Emmanuel, because Emmanuel Sanders is nice, but he ain't top 10.
Yeah,
like,
nah,
he ain't,
nah,
you know what I'm saying? Like
he's serviceable.
On. He's serviceable.
Yeah. Top 15.
Top 15
slot
receivers.
I think it's because he been in Denver. Y'all forgot this dude.
Nah,
he's
nice,
we
forget.
He's not. Yeah. I put it to you like this: I'd rather have Josh Gordon over him.
Yeah. If he's my number one option, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You know ask I mean? Flacco.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
Okay.
And who else?
They don't really have a number one yet. And once they get that, I think Jimmy G will ascend even more.
You spoke about putting him in position. I think. Cliff Kingsbury, he's
100%.
Done a fantastic 100%. Job putting Kyler Murray.
I'm surprised by him. That's the coach I'm versus.
I didn't think he was going to be that small out there, but I thought they were kind of exaggerating because I seen him play Oklahoma, but
he's
that little. But he still be getting off, though, and you just see the position that Kingsbury put him in.
And you see
like,
that
okay.
ball. And remember, I said it earlier in the season.
Bro.
I said, look, I don't know how great he's going to be because that man is small, but the man got the arm talent.
He do got that.
He got the arm talent.
Flick it, and it's there.
Bro, he like, yo.
But all they talking about is Daniel Jones. Sorry ass.
All right, we're going to move on to the next show.
See how they do the brothers, man?
The last question I got, Philip Rivers, man. Y'all watched the Monday night game?
It's a wrap. Reynolds rap. Get him out of here, fam.
He out the league.
I was like, because that, I thought, I was like, damn, could he come back and win this game? Man, he threw, I'm like, why the hell did you throw it to Eckler? The smallest dude, and you got a 6'6 linebacker on him.
It don't look like that he got it no more. Like, it looks like it's throw. So hard for him to throw the ball, bro. Like, every ounce of energy in his body it take for him to get the ball out. And we was just talking about Kyler Murray. Like, he flicking, it must go 60, dude. It take everything in Phillip Rivers' body to get it 40 yards, dude. Yeah. Shit crazy.
Yeah, it's over. It's over. You know, he had a great run, though.
He
so
did.
Let's not disrespect. You
is
know,
he a Hall of Fame?
He's not a Hall of Fame. He ain't a Hall of Fame.
Not for his ballot, obviously, because he ain't win nothing. But I think he'll get in. Yeah. I think the you look at his career numbers, it supports Hall of Fame. You look at, in context, the battles he had against the Tom Brady's, the Peyton Mannings of the world. Like he deserves, because if he was in the NFC during his prime, he would have faced those guys in the Super Bowl. But the fact that he had to face them in the divisional championship, you know.
I won't say that, because in the NFC, I think he probably would be worse.
You tripping.
The NFC got the best. They always had the best talent.
Question. Donovan McNabb or Phillip Rivers?
Don't make me choose. I hate both of them.
I say Phillip.
As a Cowboys
really?
Fan.
Oh, nah, as a Cowboy fan,
I'm gonna take Phillip Rivers just as a Cowboys fan.
All right,
okay, whatever.
Just get that out of your system. Yeah.
You objectively, you sit over there. True. But nah, McNabb has had more career success than Phillip Rivers.
At least he's gone to a Super Bowl.
Yep. He's gone to a Super Bowl. He has
how many championship games?
Yeah, yeah,
five, exactly,
like five straight. Right?
Yeah. Is that Andy Reid or is it?
He scored like,
it doesn't matter.
It's both. He scored both. Four touchdowns on a broken foot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah,
what you mean Phillip Rivers got nine kids?
Well, now okay, yeah, I do gotta go. I gotta take my bias side and go McNabb, because you gotta remember, for 2 years, Phillip Rivers had the best team in football,
yep,
offense and defense. Yep. LT,
they went to
and got beat twice
by the Pats. They won the Super Bowl that year,
but they had the best team in football.
I think they only went once.
Oh, they just went one.
They
time?
Went once, bro. Yeah. I looked.
Was
it up.
When they stomped on the thing and LT got mad? Like, nigga, win the game then. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the best team in football,
mm-hmm,
like top to bottom.
Marty Schottenheimer, who's the OC?
Coach,
it wasn't.
You know the guy I always
I
talk about.
Talking
oh, North Turner?
North Turner. North Turner. Yeah. North Turner, the OC. Like, bro.
Nah, they had a stat squad. I had a friend.
Sean Merriman.
Yep. They had Gates at tight end. Yeah, the man. Line was
then
good.
Then they have a young Antonio Cromartie.
They had Chris Chambers.
Yep, young Antonio Cromartie.
Wide receiver Chris Chambers. They had a DB that eventually went to the Dolphins.
Teams.
Yeah, man. They were stacked.
They was dumb stacked. I don't know how they didn't get to us.
Well, Tom Brady now.
Thomas Brady. Thomas Dimitrioff Brady.
But that's the thing. When you said the AFC versus NFC, that's what I'm like. All he had to do really was, and I know this is saying a lot, he had to get past Brady and man.
Or, man.
In the NFC, you had Brett Favre. You had.
Brett Favre was on the.
Yeah.
Brett Favre was balling until Vikings.
It ain't been no dynasties in the NFC. Not like the Patriots. Like not that would have stopped Phillip Rivers from being successful.
Exactly.
Like Phillip Rivers was there every year.
Think about the quarterbacks in the NFC that Phillip Rivers would have had to face. He was on par or better than. Mm-hmm. He wasn't better than Peyton or Tom. That's two guys, bro. And then Ben was right there too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There was way more better quarterbacks in the AFC than there was the NFC. The NFC had more hellacious defenses. I give you that.
I think he even had to go Peyton that year when they was in Denver, right? Then Peyton comes his division. He had to go through him twice a year. So he had a lot to get through.
Yeah, man. You talking about arguably the two greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game is what held Phillip Rivers back.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a
good perspective.
It didn't hold back
that's
Eli.
A good perspective to put in.
It didn't hold back Eli.
But
Eli
he was in the NFC.
That would have been his competition in the NFC.
Eli went through some quarterbacks, though, in the NFC.
Who?
When his run. He went through. He went through Brett Favre. He went through Aaron Rodgers.
He did not go through Brett Favre.
He did. That's first title. He went through Brett Favre. They won in Lambeau.
Really?
Yeah. So then how did he go through Aaron Rodgers, too?
Because Brett Favre was with 07, 08, and then Aaron Rodgers 2012.
You
the next, I'm going through his.
I got you.
Yeah,
you, got
he
you,
went through a young Matt
Ryan. You talking about the Super Bowl years?
Yeah. You look at them quarterbacks. He went through some quarterbacks.
It wasn't Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
He had that. Eli had the defense, too, though. Like, they had one of the.
That defense didn't start balling until the playoffs. I'm going to keep it a buck. That defense was not a threat until the playoffs.
It was like the last two games.
If he had them, I'm not poo-pooing them, but I'm saying, like, it wasn't like they had a top five defense going into the
playoffs. But in Phillip Rivers' prime years, who had the best defense? Ravens. Yeah. You talking about Terrell Ray Suggs, Lewis, Ray Lewis, Suggs, Ed Reed, Chris McCallum. Hey. Phillip Rivers had a way harder time to try to win a championship than almost any other NFC quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Between the quarterbacks he had to face plus the defenses he – think about the Pittsburgh Steelers, Troy Polamalu and them.
But then, honest, you're making a case for him not to be in the Hall of Fame then. Because the difference between good to great is beating one of
those. But that's also why I picked McNabb.
Well, I would say, we did go say McNabb earlier. I would say, like you said, not first ballot. Maybe later on down the line. Because if Eli's going to get in.
Because look, man, if Shannon Sharp had to wait till third, Phillip could wait six or seven.
Yeah, he's going to wait six or seven.
You know what I'm saying?
Does McNabb get a Hall of Fame?
He should.
Oh, yeah.
He should.
I would say if Phillip can't get in, I don't know how McNabb get in.
Again, not first ballot, not even third ballot.
He's just eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
McNabb got to get in eventually, I think, too. Five NFC championships game.
Yeah, bro, that's tough, man.
Going to his division, and I don't know if y'all want to talk about this team, but is it possible the Raiders can win that division?
Yep.
It is.
It is.
I'm looking at are they like a half game back still?
Yeah. I was shitting on John Gruden. I thought he was literally stealing money from the Raiders. I thought like, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to come in here and get these 10 a year.
100 mil?
He doing his thing. Like, and my man Jacobs.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs.
He a beast. He might be offensive rookie of the year as far as running back. So I think the Raiders are legit. I'm not sure about Carr yet, though. And then you were talking about weapons on the outside. I don't think that they have those either.
But he's had a really good season for not having weapons on the outside.
Exactly. You're right. You're absolutely right about that. And I want to see him keep doing that. But I think they legit.
No, 100%. I think foundationally, you know, and we had a question because you got rid of your top three best offensive players.
Yeah.
And you're by far the best defensive player
you had.
You know, so everybody was looking at that with a raised eyebrow. And for them to be where they are and for them to prove everybody wrong and for them to still have all of these future draft picks and to know, like, and again, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, Mike Mayock, when you watched him and what he said when he used to work for ESPN in terms of the drafting, he was one of the best.
Mike Mayock is a beast.
They're going to be scary.
Build something up. You're right about that.
They're going to be scary, especially going to Vegas and everything. You see the new arena being built. Derek Carr is a good enough quarterback to win your Super Bowl.
Especially if you got those draft picks around him to build up that team. I agree with that.
I just want to issue a real quick correction. Eli Manning in 2007 beat the Bucks and the Cowboys. So Tony Romo and I think Jeff Garcia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Mm.
NFC Championship game was against Brett Favre.
Phillip Rivers could have won those.
It was Tony Romo. I'm looking at it right now.
That wasn't the NFC Championship game. That was the first round.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Regardless.
No, that was. They beat that's 2000. Well, hold on. Let me do this. And then in 2011, the Aaron Rodgers.
It was Rodgers.
Matt Ryan.
And then it was Alex Smith because they beat the 49ers. This 2011, so they beat Alex Smith in overtime. So you're saying, because they were a wild card in 2007.
Yeah, they had a long road.
Right?
Phillip Rivers could have beat them. Yeah.
So.
Phillip Rivers against Aaron Rodgers? That Packer team?
He could have. To me, the Chargers were a better team than the New York Giants.
Yes.
The thing that separated Top those New York Giants was the pass rush. When they what the hell the NASCAR package?
Yeah, the NASCAR.
Would you?
He beat Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. That's not bad. But Brett Favre was on a decline, right?
Brett Favre was on the decline.
You can't say that was a decline. He was in the league for another damn near 5 to 8 years after that.
And he wasn't.
He was
on a decline.
What you mean? He took the Vikings to the NFC Championship game.
He did, but he was on the and got his ass mollywopped.
Yeah, because they were bounty gate.
He almost died.
But nah, he was on a decline, man.
All right, man. Y'all just. We just disrespect champions now. All right, I guess.
Nah, Eli Brett got it. He got his.
No, he got. Yeah, no. I'll always give Eli props for beating Brady. You know how I feel about that, man.
Yeah, twice. Eli Hall of Fame.
So, he should be Hall of Fame.
He's a Patriot killer.
Okay, any more NFL talk?
Nah.
I was going to say, as we transition to talking about Hall of Famers, you know what I'm saying, we got to talk about the biggest Hall of Famer that made his debut today, right?
Oh, man.
So this is for on
he is
Reddit.
A Hall of Famer, though.
Ayo Mayukin, who wants more basketball talk, he said we need to talk about the Denver Nuggets more than 5 seconds. But anyway,
what is there to talk about?
Yeah. Say Jokic. Like
they don't look the same as last year.
They don't.
Do not look the same as last year.
Yeah. Anybody see that game winner? Jokic shit? Yeah. That was nice.
The dirt?
Yeah, that was nice. I said, watch that shit go in.
Exactly. You know, so y'all ain't got no, they're not going back to the Western Conference Finals?
No. You know, here's the thing. I think that young teams, when you have some level of success, it's hard to follow it up because now there's expectation. Everybody, Denver was everybody's sleeper last year.
Yeah.
Oh, they got a lot of talent. They got this. We don't know if they're going to put it together. This, down the third. They put it together. They ran away. They gelled. Now they are the haunted, right? Now everybody's like, oh, y'all think y'all nice. We're going to give y'all our best shot. So now they have to deal with that. They have to deal with expectation. It's part of the growing process. Now, are they going to make the playoffs? Of course. I think they're still going to be a tough out. You know what I'm saying? But they're not going to be as good as they were last year for two reasons. Because everything what I just said and because the West got better.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you think about Michael Porter so far? He hasn't played a lot. I was going to say
it's too inconsistent as far as his play.
You know what I think would make sense for them, and it's kind of wild. But I feel like if they were able to make a move, even if I had to give up Murray to get Chris Paul in, I think it kind of gives them the edge that they need to put them back in the upper echelon.
If Chris Paul was 2 or 3 years younger,
you don't think he got it no more?
No. Chris Paul is going to be one of those guys that no matter to the day he retired, he's going to have
He can play point.
He can play point.
Chris Paul sitting in the league?
Get out of here, Ken. But the thing is that I think you mortgage too much of your future for that. And then Chris Paul doesn't put you over the hump.
Him and Joker can get there. You don't think so?
Joker, and then you got Barton and Grant.
Not good enough. If they had another legit superstar or all-star, then yes. Yeah. But they don't have that.
And y'all know Chris Paul are coming in and cuss everybody out.
Yeah, him
and
Joker. Cuss nobody out in OKC.
Yeah.
Because
them kids. With them kids, too. They listen to him. They probably scared them. Mm-hmm. Like, man, little old dude in the corner be tripping, man. You listen to what he say, cuz.
Yeah, he trying to get out of OKC, so he's going to be nice for right now.
Yeah.
But nah,
it's coming, though. Because nobody talking about that.
Yeah, I think Denver just need to study the course, continue to, get their players to hit different levels. Jamal Murray's a lot better in the NBA than I thought he would be.
Facts.
Joker is a lot better than I thought he would be. You know, I knew he had skill, but,
it's
so fluid.
I'm glad they're getting more primetime games because not everybody can see it.
But
your man back.
Hey, I was
point trying, 10 seconds up. We gave you point 10 seconds. Hey, yo.
I was hoping they came out with the win, but they lost.
So he is back all the way, huh?
Chill out. Melo's back. Man,
nigga was 4 for 14, 10 points. I already did that check.
So you mean he scored?
He looked down at his stats.
So you mean to tell me that he scored three more points since we started?
We're not
recording.
Talking about this. It's a little rust, obviously.
No, rust.
It's a little.
He fresh.
That's his game log.
What do you mean fresh? He got to get him back in basketball shape.
Four for 14. Look, 10 points.
Look.
He had 7 when we started because Nick was bragging. Yeah.
Here's the thing, Nick. And you know I've been right about Melo a lot.
All right, man.
He'll finish this year. He's not back in the league.
Dame was out that game, I believe. Dame makes a difference.
Four for 14.
Nigga said Dame was out.
So Melo can carry him to the win?
Right. Like, Carmelo didn't have 30 in Dame's absence?
Listen.
4 for 14. What have I been saying about Melo and the reason why he hasn't really been in the league like that?
You say he can't adjust to the league.
Inefficient, right? He's a one-on-one scorer, elbow type of guy. He took 14 shots in his first game. 14. That's a bit much.
Dame was out,
and he was a starter. That's what I'm saying. Who else going to take the shots outside of CJ? Yeah. Rodney Hood?
Nazir Little?
I never even seen that man pull up a J. He just stayed dunking.
Anthony Simmons?
All right. You just naming Neanderthals
at this point. Nah, he hit a couple of big
Anthony
big
can
shots.
Play, man.
Yeah, he can.
He ain't filling in for Dame. You ain't telling him to shoot over
Neither
Mello.
Neither is Mello.
Mello trying. He took 14.
But my thing is this, right? Mello is fresh, right?
Yeah.
Like he
super fresh.
There shouldn't be no fatigue. He should come out there and prove the doubters wrong. And he had 14 opportunities to do that. He only hit 10. I mean, he only hit 4.
Yeah. So we gonna be that. We gonna be that critical for his first game
what
back.
What do you mean?
His first game back, Nick, since last year.
Nick, he's looked the same since he's been in OKC, bro. Yeah, that's the point that I've been trying to hit you with. That what you got out of Melo today is what you're gonna get out of Melo the last game of this season, bro.
No, you said coming in, you said Melo's been humbled a little bit, right? Or was that you, Ken, who said that?
Oh, I said he did because Melo said it. He said, "Yeah, I've changed my perspective on coming off the bench."
All right,
I don't think no one believes that though. And my only point of reference from that would be if Carmelo was any good, if anybody believed that he was any good, he would be playing for the Lakers. Like, LeBron would have him on his team because that would be something that could help them out. And LeBron know that he's not any good and is not going to change his mindset, so he's like, nah, I'm cool, bro. Like, I just don't see him not hooking up with someone like that and making his situation easier if he was able to adapt. But since he can't adapt, he got to take what they give
him. He got an off-the-bench Dwayne Wade, bro. Yeah. In Cleveland, out of all places.
On, are we being very critical on his first game without Dame?
No.
Because we got to see how this team gels together, right?
We're just calling a spade a spade.
Exactly. I'm being critical on what Carmelo Anthony has been since he got moved to OKC.
So you think he's going to finish the season, but he'll be done after this?
He's done after this.
Dame probably going to get mad at him before the season over with.
Y'all just be shitting on
me. I'm just shitting on Carmelo is a Hall of Famer, though.
Why do you want to see this version of Melo?
I want to the version of Melo that I know and love is someone that can win, can be a winning part of a franchise.
So why do you want to see this version of Melo? Because guy's gone.
Because I think this is his last shot. I think this is his last shot.
So you'd rather see him a shell of himself than
not see
him
at all? I don't think he's a shell. I'm not saying he's in his prime.
So you'd rather see this version of him than not see him at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Jeez.
I'm cool with that. I mean, I don't know, because I don't think I like watching Wade. Wade's my favorite player. I don't think I was too cool with that watching it. Yeah, that was
well, he almost upset.
My absolute favorite player other than Charles Barkley was Paul Pierce. And when he left Boston.
Really?
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
rough.
That
was nasty. Yeah. And the Clippers.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
So I know I prefaced
Akeem everything. Was mine. Watching him in Toronto. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now I know I prefaced everything I said about Carmelo since he went to OKC.
Yeah.
Right? So let me give you his averages. I'll just pick some of the highest ones. Pre-OKC. Carmelo has averaged 28.2, 28.7, 27.4, 24, 26. You know his first year in OKC, what he averaged? 16.2. You know what he averaged in Houston? 13.4. And you know the field goal percentages on those?
Please tell us.
Both career lows. Mm. Both of them. And Houston, or OKC, I'm sorry, he averaged 40.4% from the field. In Houston, 40.5. You know the next lowest one? The next lowest, 43. Mm. 3%. And that's big.
That is a large
that's
number.
Big
that was
in
only
basketball.
A 10-game sample in Houston, though.
That's his
he
fault.
Is what he is, Nick. He is not going to average more than 12 to 14 points, bro.
You don't think this year he'll average
No.
More?
You think a best-case
no.
scenario?
I think he's averaging at least 15 points this
you think best,
for the rest of the season.
You think best-case scenario for Portland is he contributing, like they making a run like they did last year?
Yes.
You think?
I think the best-case scenario is him getting back to the Western Conference Finals.
Jeez.
With who?
With Carmelo.
Versus?
Nick,
So you know that
they're going to trade Whiteside. Yes. He's not going to stay there. But you know that to get to the Western Conference Finals, you got to be one of the L.A. teams.
Yes.
That ain't happening.
I'm not. Yeah, not for the Clippers.
Huh?
I don't think they can beat the Clippers.
They can't beat the Lakers either.
I think they could beat the Lakers.
I don't think they could beat Houston.
Why do you think they could beat the Lakers?
Because they got two better guards.
Who going to guard LeBron?
Nobody can guard LeBron.
Who going to guard A.D.?
Who can guard Dame?
And that
who can guard CJ?
LeBron can guard.
LeBron can slow Dame down.
Is Avery done for the year?
I don't know.
And I got Rondo too.
Yep.
Playoff Rondo.
I fuck around.
Rondo's my second favorite player.
Who Danny Green, bro? They got other guys that
Danny Green ain't locking up Dame or CJ.
What they doing with LeBron?
I give you LeBron.
And what they doing with AD?
But this is a guard driven. But this is a guard driven league.
And LeBron is the point guard now. And he's
until Rondo get back.
If you say I give you LeBron,
Rondo
that's
is
the
back.
Series.
No, hold on. First of all, you know LeBron is leading the league in assists per game.
Yeah.
You know, but he's a point guard.
You think that's going? You think this is going to be what they're going to do for the rest of the season?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's going to work.
You tripping?
I don't think
so. How long do you think it'll last?
I think up until, I think once Christmas Day hits.
Based off of what?
Because that you for his age, you can't have him do it like that.
He's not guarding the point guards, though. No, he's not guarding point guards. He's not, only playing the position.
He's not guarding.
So first of all, y'all saw that dunk a couple nights ago.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Year 17.
Y'all want to see a dead body?
And then you talking about LeBron is averaging 35 minutes a game, right? In year 17. And you know that's the lowest of his career. And he had the whole offseason. Look. Nick, sometimes you be talking out the side of your neck.
I'm not talking shit about LeBron. Yes, I do, because I'm saying for his age, he can't be playing as high usage as he is for the rest of the
season.
This
is LeBron James.
You didn't think LeBron was going to play like this coming into the season.
Exactly. And
I didn't say that.
So let me make this point. Who's the greatest basketball player of all time?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
And at 40, the man played 82 games, bro.
Yeah.
At 40, 20.
Is LeBron Michael Jordan?
LeBron is a more physically gifted specimen than Michael Jordan.
And has done more to preserve himself than Jordan. Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan just smoked cigarettes and mess around with bimbos.
LeBron sleep 15 hours a day.
What he's doing right now is ridiculous. Yeah.
Year 17, bro.
This makes no sense.
LeBron, look. Unlike your boy Carmelo, LeBron is going to average 20-plus points every
single
season.
And I'll be fair to you, Nick. I've questioned myself. I was like, how long is he going to be able to keep this up?
How long do you think he's going to keep it up?
I honestly don't know. Because I've never seen anything like this.
He's going to do it till Bronny done. I mean, I think he'll play a year or two with Bronny and then, like, willingly be like, you know what,
I've never seen him.
Not because we lost anything, but just like, you know, I'm out.
I got to believe it to see it. That's why
I don't. Okay.
I got to see it to believe it. I mean,
you're still being a witness.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm enjoying every minute of it because I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
And to see a guy, I mean, we talking about he blocking shots and shit.
Man.
The defense may not stay at this level.
No, hell no.
I think that'll taper off. But I think offensively, I think he can keep that up.
Yep.
Because he got
crossed up by Evan Turner.
Everybody,
so
I mean, it happens, bro.
And he old now. Yeah. It's supposed
to. Oh, so now he old.
No, I'm saying he's old. I'm not making no excuse for the age.
That's what I'm saying. Eventually, the age
is going to show up. We're not going to cherry pick and pick that one thing.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that goes
with the
defense.
That's what you did. That's what you did.
No, you said you brought the defense. I didn't bring up the defense. You brought up the defense.
Yeah, but you cherry picking, talking about one crossover. Like
it wasn't just one. Like it was one that everybody.
But
seen.
It's also the game. Like it happens to everybody.
Yeah.
But he blocked.
Everybody get old
the shots he blocking. But look at the
dunks.
But
not everybody be dunking on
year. Look at the dunks.
Vince Carter dunked though too. So.
Vince Carter ain't dunking on nobody.
They're the best team in the league right now.
Are they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't act like you're
11-2. 12-2, something like that.
They're 10-2 last time I checked. He had like he's surprised because his Clippers ain't the best team in the league.
They tied with Celtics.
They overrated. The Clippers are overrated.
You know who else is up there?
Who?
Philly.
Nah, Philly is at number 5.
They record, though. What are they?
Like 8-5.
They've been on a bit of a loser streak. But Embiid and Simmons got hurt.
They've been injured, so I'm not going to kill them. But let's
give Boston some props, though.
No, 100%.
Kemba Walker.
But we said that. We said that he would be.
Did we expect them to be 10-1?
I expected them to be good as hell because Kemba was a better version of Kyrie for Boston.
I understand that, but I didn't see this.
This
hot start.
Does this make you rethink about Kyrie as a player?
I'm a Boston fan, and I think Kyrie is an absolute weirdo. And I wouldn't. I 1,000,000% would not trade. Redo that trade or take him back. Kemba Walker, like you said,
over
is
Isaiah?
A better version. No, I think that with Brad Stevens and I got Kemba Walker, then he gives me everything I want. I don't need somebody like a weird ass Kyrie doing what he does. Even though on the player he may be a better, on the court he may be a better player. Mm-hmm. I just don't need the extra stuff. Like what New Jersey was talking about, like the mood swings, the day-to-day. People don't know if they can talk to him, if they can't. That throw the team off. And when you got a coach like Brad Stevens who used the whole team, you need that.
Yeah, and Ramona Shelburne was talking about it where, like, on the bench, right, like if Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown, these young cats, they miss a couple of shots. Kyrie would berate him. And Kemba's like, keep shooting. So,
wow.
And that's what I said coming into the season. Again, Kemba is a better version of Kyrie for Boston.
Yeah, but that's what, when I say relook at Kyrie, is after the shot, we know he's a champion. So he got the shot. But since then,
like, let's not act like he ain't nice.
I'm not saying he's not nice. I'm just talking about as far as the elevate, because I think everybody elevated him to be like, oh, he's a top five, top eight player. But if you look at his number, I remember there was that one year, I think I talked to you about this, like when he was with the Cavs with LeBron, and they compared him with Isaiah Thomas when he was with Sacramento, they had similar numbers.
They did.
And it's just
different roles on teams, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, his numbers, we always go his numbers, but, like, Kemba is a dog, too. And I think when you're talking about an overall player, you're also talking about leadership. That's the one thing that we love about LeBron, or that people love about LeBron.
It's what separates LeBron.
Yes.
Right? It's kind of what it's the measure that allows you to elevate everybody else, right? And there's some players that have it, and there's some players that don't. And it doesn't mean that you're less great than somebody else because you don't have it, right? Because Kyrie is great, and I'll take Kyrie over Isaiah Thomas any day.
What about Kemba Walker, though?
No.
It depends on the situation. It depends on the situation.
So straight up, you're not going to take Kemba over Kyrie?
I'm not. He said he depends on the situation.
But it depends on the situation.
I'll take Kyrie.
I might have to take Kemba.
I think Kyrie is a better basketball player than Kemba for one reason. Clutch.
I think Kemba is just as clutch.
No, not as clutch.
I think Kemba is clutch.
Not as clutch. There's only two guys in the league that are clutch like that. Kyrie and Dame. They on a whole nother level. Those two guys, they're on a whole nother level.
You want to put Kawhi in there?
Nah.
Not like that.
He had one shot.
All right, it wasn't just like
that. One shot.
All right.
Dame and Kyrie.
Kyrie only had one shot.
With 5 seconds left, with the ball in their hand, bro.
Yeah.
Do you remember what Kyrie did to San Antonio that year? He put up 55.
Most ever against a Popovich team.
Man.
He's a special player.
I believe in Kemba that much, because I've been a fan of Kemba since UConn. Like, and it's just that he was in purgatory for the first half of his career, and now you're seeing him shine, and like them,
I'm
his
step backs and his, like, good spot.
His
yeah.
handles is I'm not it's not
Kemba's
as good
a lot better than I thought he would be, because I thought coming in I thought he would be more of a Bobby Jackson. I thought eventually he'd be relegated to a six man role, come in, be like a Lou Williams, can't stop him off
Did
the bench.
You see another night,
bro,
when he those clutch shots he hit, 5 of 8 in the fourth quarter,
Lou Will.
Yeah,
he's beast mode.
But, Kemba.
Oh, Kemba. Oh,
Kemba, yeah. It was against, I forgot who's.
I'll look it up.
Fuck, who was playing? He was like 1 of 11 in the first three quarters.
Against the Suns?
Yeah, I think it may have been the Suns. Then in the fourth quarter. No. It was a bad team.
You talking about the Warriors or the Wizards?
The Warriors. It was against the Warriors. Yeah, I understand why y'all don't know that.
Based on what we said about Kyrie, do you guys think that him and KD are gonna work? I feel like people are hoping it. I think it depends on their relationship. It's a time bomb waiting to blow.
I think it depends on their relationship. Because
I haven't thought about that.
Because I think
you know how fickle KD is, and I think that they think as millennials, they think that they're cool, right?
But look,
you cool with someone until you got to spend like a lot of time with them over a whole season. Like, you know, it's different talking to someone on the phone than it is in a locker room every day. And what you're saying with barking at niggas about taking bad shots.
But you can't bark at that nigga. He's a big dog. Your bark ain't big enough for that shit.
I think that's where the problem lies, because it don't click to Kyrie that, hey, I'm number two. I'm not number one.
You don't think
one.
He knows his role?
No, I think that was the problem with him and LeBron.
Exactly, and then you
gonna get KD like, hold on, LeBron, like, you're a little
but
bro.
They're both weird though, and I think that's why the word. It's like two nerds. Two nerds will get together along.
Kyrie's more weird.
That is a variable. You're right about that.
Kyrie is weirder, and you know, my boy, he pointed it out before LeBron went back. He's like, Kyrie's not gonna, you know, back into what LeBron wants. I'm like, nah, you tripping, you know, da da da. He's a little cat, you know. And he was proved right. And the thing is, I think with Brooklyn is there are gonna be some moments, but I think because that team has so much talent, because think about all of the talent outside of Kyrie and KD.
Yeah.
Like, those guys were a playoff team, and they have guys that have been getting better, progressing. Who the white boy shooter? I can't think of his name.
Oh, Harris? Joe Harris.
Mm-hmm. The man shooting 50% from three, bro. 50%.
Clip. Yes.
Then you got Caris LeVert. You got
Dinwiddie.
And then you got the two bigs that pretty much are the same big.
Josh Allen
and DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah.
You know, so they are extremely talented. And I think that adding KD adds a lot more wins. Kyrie makes them entertaining. KD gets them the wins. To the next level.
I like to see that. I can't wait to see them.
Yeah. I think when they're healthy, that's a 60-win team.
Yeah, 60? I can see that.
60.
I want to see them hold.
It's going to be them and
Philly. That's a lot of talent, man.
It's them and Philly right there.
You don't even consider Boston in that once they're healthy?
I could put Boston up there. I think Boston's more of a 50-55 win team.
I think Boston's wild card is Brad Stevens. I think that he helps. Since they don't have the KD, I think Kemba fits well as being that superstar, playing off how well that Brad Stevens uses coaching to his advantage.
This is my year to judge Brad Stevens. If he can't get it, he needs to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
He did.
Year.
What are you?
I'm talking about this year.
But he's already been,
yeah,
right?
He's been there.
I'm just saying.
Lesser
talent. But I'm saying, yeah, with lesser talent. But with talent, he has.
Because he had a
diminished.
Weirdo on his fucking team.
But you still got to learn. Phil Jackson coached a lot of weirdos.
But that's different.
Weird as Kyrie, bro. This man came into training camp or whatever with the feather in the cap, bro. Like on some
Sherlock Holmes shit.
Nah, he called himself an indigenous person, and he believes the earth is flat. Like there's weird, then there's Kyrie weird, bro. Yeah. Like it's a different thing.
What about
the
Clippers though?
Clippers, they
PG.
He can't. What do you hear? Like
eight, nine, and five.
Paul George said he is back.
They ain't playing with Kawhi. He missed three straight games too. Wait till Kawhi and PG
play. Kawhi is probably going to play about 40-50 games this year.
Yep.
Max. As long as they get the title, that's all that matters.
I don't think he's going to have his. I think something's fucked up with his knee.
Mm.
Oh, you think it's more serious? You don't think it's low management?
I think
BS.
It's serious now. And if Kawhi has any inkling that his shit is in danger,
oh, yeah,
getting fucked
a
up
for him.
He is done.
You know what? I agree with what Chris Broussard was saying earlier today. I just think that Kawhi is extremely fragile. And I think that to what you're saying, if he's not 100%, there's no way he's playing.
He's not getting on that court.
He don't care about nothing.
He ain't lazy. He's protecting his investment.
No, there's some credence to what Ken is saying because there's a difference between playing hurt and playing injured.
But we've seen him play hurt though, right?
When
he was with
a thigh bruise,
when he was with San Antonio before Zaza took him out, he was still had a bum ankle. And last year in the playoffs, when he we all knew he was a little sluggish and slow.
Well in the playoffs, that's different.
That's what I'm saying.
There is no tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the regular season counts.
Yeah.
The regular season counts because at the end of the day, the MVP is based off of what? Not the playoffs.
The
best player in the league is based off of the regular season.
Hey, FIFO. What all up? Season, all off season, all I heard was people telling me Kawhi was
Kawhi
the best player in the league.
Best player in the league.
And you can't be
better than LeBron.
And you
that's
can't
all
be,
I heard.
And you
he
can't
playing
be the
Christmas,
best player.
He playing Christmas Day.
But all I know is okay, cool.
that's when he facing the king.
But look, you can't be the best player.
After what,
can't play
15 games.
After he could been off for 15 games.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's and that's something to do with the generational thing. Like
I be trying to blame everything on the younger generation.
Bro, Jordan used to come out 80, at least 82 games a year, bro. Like, niggas wasn't missing games. It wasn't no load management, bro. We got a game tonight. Oh, I'm playing. Like, it ain't I gotta sit down and rest my knee. Like, how is that okay?
Do we not all agree that 82 games is
no
what
excessive?
Is that?
No.
Okay, but
no.
That's the schedule, though.
No,
that is the schedule.
That's the schedule.
But it could be trimmed down if
but it's not excessive.
That's the schedule. Jordan was told, if I want to be great, I'm going to play these 82 games, dominate, and y'all judge me off faith. Kyrie is being told,
Kawhi.
Are you good for 50?
Kawhi.
Excuse me. Kawhi is being told, are you good for 50? It's cool. Just show us what you can do with 50 games.
Because it's all about titles for him, right?
Oh, man. Nah,
for Kawhi.
Man. Look, but
you don't care about regular season.
My thing is this. In
clearly.
In year 17, you've earned the right to play 50 to 60 games.
True.
Year 17.
Nobody makes it like that.
Year 8, 75 plus, bro.
Right, at least.
It's just based off of where you are in your career. I understand 40 to 50 games. I get it. Year 16, 15, 14 up, I get it.
Right.
Year 8, bro. That's the prime of your career. You're supposed to be out here every night. You know what? I twisted my ankle. I'm out here playing. I bumped knees. I'm out here playing.
Back to
I got poked in my eye. I'm out here playing.
Back to backs don't matter.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you know what? That is how you determine the greatness of somebody is by overcoming even all the little stuff, even if it puts in jeopardy down the road. because that is the level of sacrifice that champions, true champions, make.
I just don't understand how you could make that argument when we saw what he did last year while he was hurt. Like, I agree with you if we never
– And
if
he only played 50
because
games.
He's trying to get he's trying to get credit for that small stretch. Right. And he beat up
– What do you mean? What did he say? What did he say to you, Ken?
Who did he beat?
What did he say?
Who did he beat?
He beat the Warriors.
Who did he beat, Nick?
Through to
he didn't
there.
Beat them damn Warriors.
Oh, he beat well, – he beat
he didn't beat them damn Warriors. They were the damn Warriors.
That wasn't the Warriors, bro. It wasn't.
What you saying?
He played who was in front of him. And I give him credit for that.
We will.
But let's be honest.
You ain't.
If KD was there, that's a whole different argument.
I'm just saying, his greatness is.
If Kyrie was healthy, Steph might not win that first title.
I know, which is what I've always said. Yeah. But I think we. People want this guy to be like the best in the league, like, for whatever reason. I don't know.
What you mean, for whatever reason? He won LeBron the title. He was the MVP. He's won two titles for two different franchises.
I don't think that's enough to make you the best player in the league overnight. It's just not. Dirk didn't become the best player in the league
The teams that he beat in the East, they were like, talked about us. These could be in the finals. Like, Giannis was the MVP that year. They thought the Bucks was going in. At least I did. And the Philadelphia 76ers, that was the most stacked team that they've ever had.
And most of them played what? I think Giannis played damn near 80, almost 70-something games that year.
And all he got was a trophy, but not the one that you want.
Hey, but Kawhi played 60. So he had fresh legs.
James Harden played 80 games.
Kawhi, the only one that wanted to take days off.
Yeah.
If it leads to a title, I don't give a damn. You see, Toronto ain't the Toronto excuse, fans don't give a fuck.
Excuse the numbers. That's the problem with it. It's he
gave Toronto generations worth of memories.
Cool, and you're right. Championships are important, but they play 82 games, and we have context based off 82 games. If all our great players are based off of 82 games, why do we get to judge him off of 50?
And
whoa. And you also aren't you the one that always critique Embiid for being hurt? You always say he can't stay healthy. Mm. Kawhi has a history of not staying healthy.
What has he done that Embiid hasn't done?
Kawhi has a history of not staying healthy. We're not talking about No.
Because you're right. I've said that.
Okay. All right.
That's not the only thing I've said about Embiid, but that's one of them. Yes.
Okay. So I don't understand how all of a sudden Kawhi gets a pass.
I told you. I was asking you a question. You don't want to answer.
That's not enough, Nick.
I don't think Embiid is going – as the best player on the team is going to take you to a championship. I know for a fact Kawhi Leonard as the best player can take you to a championship.
Damn. Embiid, the best player on the team at his best, is probably – the most unstoppable player in the
There's
league right
now. There's a lot of ifs
right
that now. You got to say before you even get to that point. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
I wasn't clear how I said that. Embiid is the most unstoppable force in the league when healthy.
No. Giannis is.
Giannis can't guard him.
No.
Like, he will abuse Giannis and run back down the court laughing at him, telling him he was raised by cats instead of lions.
You saying abuse Giannis?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I ain't even just talking about, Giannis can't play. Embiid is big.
I know he is. So is Giannis.
He ain't Embiid big, though. Like, that's
you said he thicker than Giannis. Yeah.
Right. So he going to abuse him. You don't remember Shaq when he played, do you?
I remember Shaq. Embiid ain't damn sure ain't no Shaq.
But that's what
I keep
it would
on
be
trying
like,
to say that.
That's
but
what
I keep
it would be like
he
now
Shaq.
Because the league, like,
he ain't Hakeem
little.
Either.
Everybody little, though.
He ain't got all the repertoire
I just watched Hakeem highlights today. Embiid's right there, bro.
Oh, come
Embiid.
On.
Embiid's right there.
The numbers. Look at the numbers. The numbers say that, too.
But, Nick, I will say, and Nakeem's probably my favorite player in the NBA.
I'm shocked by you saying this.
NBA. When I was watching, I was like, but I'm talking. I watched champ. I watched.
Go on with your boy.
Hold on. I want to because this is important. What I'm about to say. This was when David Robinson was the MVP. This was the back to back. This was 99. A refined Akeem. This was Akeem at his apex. This is all his powers.
Yes.
So it's a slightly unfair for me to say what I'm about to say. But when I saw that, I was like, Embiid got a ways to go. But when he get there. My God, and I see it.
You're talking about potential, right?
You can see the path. Because
you said if and when he gets there.
I'm talking about he's almost there, but when he gets the number of years that Akeem had when he won those back championships.
He's in like fifth, sixth year.
He's not even in his prime
yet,
bro. Your prime isn't until year seven.
Seven to 10.
7 to 12. Yeah. That's your prime.
Why do you hate Embiid so much?
I don't hate him.
No. I need to understand. What is your issue with Embiid?
I think it's a tribal thing. It's a tribe. Y'all from different tribes. Same from different tribes.
I knew he was gonna bring us. I knew somebody was gonna bring some out because I was gonna say shit. As he's a fellow African brother. I'm just saying. I just think we put these high expectations on him, and I have yet to see him live up to those.
It was his body in the playoffs.
We're comparing
him,
but when you throw out names like a Shaquille O'Neal, you can't just throw that shit out.
So why Giannis? Why don't Giannis get the same criticism?
Because Giannis won an MVP.
Before then, because you weren't critical of Giannis before he won the MVP, but you've always been critical since I've known you of Embiid. So what's the difference?
Because what separates the good to the great, I think he lacks in some of that when it comes to between the ears. I don't think that you can trust his judgment or you can trust him as the leader of your team. That's what I think. I'm not talking about
like
the talent.
What he does. I like that.
Yeah, but it's not going to get you nowhere.
So were you saying the same thing about Young Shaq before he won a championship? Because he was the same way. Mm-hmm. Were you saying the same thing about Young Shaq?
Young Shaq was a baller. But
your criticism of Embiid is you just said was right here.
Yeah.
And Shaq was same way before he won a chip.
But I saw Shaq lead his team to the finals at least.
I'm talking about before then.
Before then, he was like he was still on his rookie. He was still in his rookie era.
They're the same. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Your criticisms are not matching up.
But by the time Shaq was out of his like those first 5 years, he was in the finals at least once. I'm talking about
before Shaq went to the finals with Penny in year 1994. Mm-hmm. Shaq was the same guy. When did he make that rap album? Was that before he won? Before he went to the finals?
Yeah, I think it might have been 92, 93, right?
All right, so that was before he went to the finals. He was making a rap album.
Biggie was on it, so it had to be before.
He was making a rap album. Shaq has always been this jovial kid between here. Mm-hmm. Same thing, but he was putting up numbers and balling. So why does one get the same criticism?
I just think there's inconsistency with his game and with him as a player. As far as like,
where's the inconsistency when the numbers are there?
Well, because again, he's injury prone, and two, when it comes to his maturity, I know you're bringing up the Shaq thing, but I feel like when you're combining the mind and the body, like again, Embiid has the body. He's talented. I'm not denying that. He's one of the top 10 players in the league. But when you try to merge those two together, you don't always get the best results. From what I've seen, it's been a lot of inconsistencies.
You're not making any sense.
I don't see how not, because when we looked at those Boston series,
example of a guy who is basically Shaq point two.
Yeah, but you're taking out one of the biggest things that made Shaq that legacy go forward when he gets to the finals.
Now I'm talking
as
about
the best player of the team.
I capped it by saying before he went to the finals, they are the same guy.
And the
facts bear this out.
Yep, the numbers say it. And realistically, Shaq didn't become that wise, experienced veteran until he had Phil Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
That was when he really took over, and he was
already ascending to take over the league.
No, he was already unstoppable physically.
Yeah, yeah.
Already, but to be able
and
to
is stoppable.
Dominate,
I've seen him be stopped
by who?
Al Horford. He's taking him out of the game. Did he not? Is that not why that's why we said, the best offseason move was last year?
And Dennis Rodman used to stop Shaq, too.
I was just going to say, like, Shaq had problems.
Shaq couldn't do jack against Dennis Rodman. Nothing.
And the thing, though, we judging Shaq from being able to see his whole career. Embiid still got a long way.
That's why I said, why are we throwing out these names when we haven't even
seen the potential?
Because he's on pace.
It's there.
He's on the pace of all of the greats.
Nobody's doing what he's doing as a big man right now.
Because you're acting like, look. When Kawhi first came into the league, right, it wasn't until year four that he averaged double digits.
Yeah.
We didn't say, Kawhi's going to be the next great. Paul George, first 3-4 years in the league, didn't average double digits. Kobe didn't average double digits. Steph Curry. Yeah. We didn't say this about these guys. Giannis, we was like, he's freakish. We don't know what the hell he's going to be, though. We didn't say that about because they didn't have the numbers. Embiid from day one. And I told Ken, Kansas.
Yeah,
first Kansas.
I didn't believe it.
And I told him, I said, Embiid is that guy because he got a whole bunch of stuff you can't teach. Mm-hmm. And from the moment he stepped on that court, he's been the most dominant player for his team.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers support it. He's been 20-10 since the moment he stepped on the court.
Nobody at this table is denying his talent. All I'm saying is that I don't trust him right now to lead my team to
the championship. Let me ask you something. Is he on pace with the other great centers of basketball history?
To be one of the greats?
On pace.
Yes.
I like some context, Ned. You don't trust him. How many players do you trust to lead you to a championship?
Carmelo.
Because it can't be a lot if you don't trust him.
I trust.
Is it over under 10?
It's about, we'll be under 10.
So it's about, what, 7, about like 8 players that you trust more, right?
I can name some. I know. To take me to a championship? Okay, I trust LeBron, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I trust, who else?
Kawhi.
Yeah, I trust Kawhi. I trust KD.
What about the fringe people like Dame? You trust Dame?
I was going to put Dame on there.
Over KD? Over Embiid? Like, yeah. if you had a run, you had a run in the playoffs this year, and somebody was like, all right, you can have Embiid or you can have Dame Lillard, you're going to be like, give me Dame.
Yep.
Wow.
FIFA, how are you laughing when you just told me that the only two players in the league that can most clutch?
Most clutch.
And
but what that mean?
And that means that you could trust them for the last final shot to win you a game.
But you got to get to that final shot.
If I got 16 teams.
He was in the Western Conference Finals last year.
Come on, man.
Okay, and he lost to the team that was on a fucking dynasty run. And B got knocked out in the second round like he did the year before. What are we talking about?
Off a fluke shot.
It's a fluke shot now?
Yeah, that was luck.
You know it is.
All right.
Dame, like.
That shit bounced 80 times on
the rim. It did bounce 80 times.
All right.
Just based
off. Was it not a shot that he wanted to make? Did he not shoot the shot that he wanted to make? Over Embiid, too.
Okay, but just based off basketball alone, if you're going into the playoffs with someone like Embiid, that's an automatic matchup problem every round.
It's not an automatic matchup.
We've seen Dame been taken out.
Come on, man.
We've seen Dame taken out.
I've seen Embiid taken out, too. When it comes to being in a matchup, I've seen it. You talked about Shaq being taken out.
Who took him out?
Okay.
It was Drew Holiday and Rondo.
No, I'm talking about who took Embiid out.
It was Al Horford.
Where's Horford right now?
He's on Philly.
So who else in the East can take out, you think can take out Embiid?
It's less
maybe Giannis.
It's less likely to take out Embiid than Dame. It's less likely to take out Embiid than Dame.
Fair?
Yeah.
Embiid inside, outside, I'm going to affect the game a lot more if I'm Embiid than Dame.
Just based off of physicality.
Yeah, just based off him being a 7-foot person that can shoot threes,
He's a matchup problem. Okay, so he may not be as much. They may not be as much of a matchup problem as Embiid, but they both impact. I think they both have huge impacts.
Both have huge impacts, yeah. But because he's 7 feet tall, he has more of an impact in a game of height.
Let's talk checklist.
This is a game of guards, though.
Let's talk checklist. Who impacts defense more, Embiid or Dame?
Embiid.
Who impacts rebounding more, Embiid or Dame?
Embiid.
Who impacts paint points, Embiid or Dame?
Embiid.
Who impacts 3-point shots?
As far as defense?
Makes.
Obviously, Dame.
Dame. Who impacts
assists?
Double teams?
Huh?
Double teams. Who commands a double team?
And going to get their other players open on their team. People going to have better shots if they playing with who? Embiid, because you got to double him because he's 7 feet tall.
I was going to say it's about equal.
No, it's not equal because Dame has to do much more to attract the double team. That you put Embiid with his back to the basket, that's a double
team.
Come
on, help.
Dame has to either go through a pick and roll or have to go one-on-one and be cooking before you send that second guy.
Out.
And it's
so what about assists?
Assists?
Dame.
I give you Dame.
Okay. As far as overall shooting, Dame.
Nah, because if you go by field goal percent.
Whoa, because we talking about layups and dunks.
Because he can get layups
exactly.
And dunks.
Exactly. If Dame could get layups and dunks, he get layups and dunks. But he can't because he's small.
I'll take layups and dunks over.
Over 17-foot jumpers. Exactly.
You would take a 2 over a 3? How does that math make sense?
What do you mean?
I'll take
a higher percentage to.
Dame shoots a high percentage from 3.
I understand that. But I'd rather take Embiid's almost 60% from the field than Dame's 30-something from 3. It's easier. I can rely on Embiid more often to get me that shot than Dame hitting that shot. And even though I said he's top 2 clutch guys in the NBA.
All right, who else? So you said Dame. Who else?
Y'all make me go, I got to come back. This
you
be
ain't a, got nobody.
No. Y'all just look,
what about Carl Anthony Towns?
What about him?
You like him?
You trust him to lead him?
I used to like him, but.
He was raised by cats.
What about Kemba? You trust Kemba?
I trust Kemba.
Shit.
For a championship?
Shit.
I trust Kemba. I told you I love Kemba since UConn. I think Kemba can be. He's going to showcase the world.
The only way that I would even give you like even like a sock to stand on by saying Kemba is if Kemba would have made the playoffs in the East.
He did make the playoffs. Twice.
How many times?
I think once.
Now it's twice. At least twice.
Yeah, I don't know about twice.
It was real quick. What I mean, about, like, you could blink and they was gone. But
you taking Harden or Embiid?
Mr. Choker.
Harden already shows you what he does in the playoffs. Mm-hmm.
You taking Russell Westbrook or Embiid? You taking PG or Embiid?
I'm not taking PG over Embiid. But the other ones is kind of...
I'm taking Embiid over them.
Right.
James Harden is the ultimate choker.
We've seen
in the playoffs.
And he ain't going to get those calls in the playoffs.
At least Harden took his team to the Western Conference playoffs as the best player.
I feel
and
you.
He stopped getting the calls and they lost.
And every
still took him there, right?
True.
And so Embiid got him to... Did they get to the Eastern?
No, they got
it. They never been to the Eastern Conference.
That lucky ass shot.
Yeah, that Kawhi hit. It's cool.
Y'all be hating on my boy.
I mean, and his point guard.
I was
going to
say, the only thing, since we were talking about James Harden, they're 11-3, too. They're second in the West.
Mm-hmm. What did I say at the beginning of the season? Houston was going to be good in the regular season. They're not getting past the second round.
You don't think none of this historic shit that he's doing means anything?
Don't mean nothing. It ain't going to happen in the playoffs.
I know this may not make sense, but how can you fight so hard for people to play in the regular season if you think that none of this matters because it's the playoffs
The regular season matters. What I'm saying in the quest of winning a championship, what they're doing, because the playoff basketball is different than regular season basketball, right? Because now I'm playing you seven times. I'm just playing you, bro. I don't have to worry about this other team and what they do better than what y'all do and this, that. I can focus in on you, right? Because of that, the game slows down. Mm-hmm. And because of the way that Houston plays, that doesn't bode well for playoff basketball. So I don't see them getting past the second round. Whoever they play in the first round, depending on their seeding, they should be able to beat Dallas or somebody like that, right? Like they could beat Denver.
Facts.
They can beat guys like that. But in that second round, when they see one of the LA teams, rap.
And he wondering why he didn't get them oddy body foul calls.
Yep.
Over.
Rap.
Yeah,
as soon as you see one of those LA teams, it's a wrap.
Yeah, I agree.
And I guarantee you this too. D'Antoni not making it past the season.
Because they're
going to lose second round of the playoffs.
But can we give Frank Vogel some props? You going to give him some props?
Oh, 100%.
You going to give LA any props?
I'll give Frank Vogel some props. I thought it would be dumpster fired by now.
Damn, by now?
Yeah, because you got three chefs in the kitchen, man.
Jason Kidd, 1,000,000% wants that job.
Yeah, and Lionel Hollins.
Yeah.
But they winning now, so obviously it's easy to be happy when you're winning.
Damn.
But it's not just that they're winning, it's how they're winning.
Yeah, and they're beating good teams, too.
They're beating good teams. The defense is the defense is a lot further along than I thought it would be. The other thing, too, it doesn't surprise me.
Hold on, what do you mean by a good team? What good team have they beat?
They beat the Clippers, didn't they?
No, they lost.
They beat some pretty good teams. They beat some winning teams. It hasn't been all scrubs.
So who they beating it? Because I see you looking at it over there.
I could have sworn they beat some quality opponents.
Nah, man.
no, man.
If you mean by quality teams, they beating the Jazz.
And quality team.
Yeah.
And they've beaten.
Which Houston can't beat in the playoffs, by the way.
That's the only quality team they really beat is the Jazz. I don't know if you count the Spurs as a quality team.
Spurs a quality team.
Yeah, they were when they played them.
Spurs can beat Houston. I'm not saying that they will, but they can beat.
Okay.
Who all have they beat?
They've beaten the Mavs. They've beaten the Bulls.
Yeah, Mavs number five
in the West right now.
The Bulls, huh?
That's not going to last. We don't know that.
But they're 8-5. That's a quality team.
So they've beaten the Mavs. They've beaten the Bulls. They've beaten the Spurs. Yeah. They've beaten the Heat. They've beaten
that's a good win.
The Suns. Heat.
The Suns are winning teams. Come on, man.
They've beaten the Warriors. They've beaten the Kings. They've beaten the Hawks. They've beaten the Hornets. They've beaten the Grizzlies. Like,
there's some good there's some good wins in there.
There's
some good wins.
They lost to the Raptors and they lost to the Clippers.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Those are teams they will most likely have to face.
And the Clippers are overrated. They're 9-5 now.
I can't say that about them. Let's talk about some of the youngins. Mm. Have y'all watched Ja Morant?
Yes. Yeah. I saw that when he played against Utah.
Beast.
Yeah. Hey.
And you know what's crazy? Like, when you watch him, you see how frail he is. Man, that man only weighed 174 pounds.
You say he get bounced around a lot too much?
No, I'm just saying that to say that he finishes around the rim, fierce. Even though he's small, yes. As small as he is. Because like, I don't think we've seen somebody that small finish around big guys like that since AI.
I agree. Like, and he's fearless, too. Like, he's trying to dunk on you. Like, you know, I ain't coming up here playing with these trick layups. Like, nah, I want to take you down.
He got everything in the bag. Mm-hmm. He got everything.
Is he the most impressive rookie you've seen?
So far, yeah.
Not even, I guess, I don't know if you watch Nick.
RJ?
Games. Yeah, RJ been balling.
No, he hasn't.
He ain't been balling?
No, he hasn't.
He's nice.
This last win they got, he was balling.
He's had some struggle games.
Yep.
He just had one or two good games back to back.
The thing
you're trying to just propaganda.
He ain't no propaganda.
The thing with RJ Barrett versus Ja Morant is, I would say, about two NBA seasons ahead of where R.J. Barrett is today.
Yeah, because he's older. He did 3 or 4 years in college. No, two. Morant. He did like two.
Yeah, two.
Well, R.J.'s going to be good, though.
No, R.J.'s
averaging almost 16, three assists and five rebounds.
Yeah, no, yeah. He's playing well.
But he ain't Ja.
He just had a rough stretch. Nah, he ain't Ja.
Ja ready.
Yeah.
Ja is ready. And you know what? And I saw it early when he went against Kyrie. He went head-to-head with Kyrie. Yes. Kyrie, who the hell is you?
Yep.
Ja got good numbers. 18, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. Yeah.
He's good.
And that's that he don't really have another perimeter threat on his team because he's a pure point. He would rather play with James Harden or Klay Thompson. Plays, yeah. That's you know what I'm saying? He would rather do that.
We always talk about the Suns. Like, if he would just got Booker.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Playoff team.
Yes, 100%. Rubio doing his thing, but yes, yeah. Morant had a win there, 100%.
Yeah, is this a good rookie class, you would say?
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
You know who's been the most disappointing rookie to me?
Zion, because he ain't playing.
Nah. Cam. Reddish, man. Did you see that G-League? Last game?
I don't know what's going on with him.
But
DeAndre Hunter's not looking any better.
He's up and down.
Is so, it because Trey Young been
nah,
like
Trey Young.
I'm saying he's been dominating the ball like
he has.
But that's his game though.
True.
If he had a better score, he probably wouldn't.
I would be more concerned if DeAndre was out there balling. But they all seem like they're struggling to fit in and find their way on that team.
You know what I think is actually hurting them a lot? John Collins not being there.
That is a fact.
Because that's what balances out Trey. That's what brings the defense to the paint, right? That's what allows those shooters to be open. Because Trey is like Steph, right? He going to pull from wherever, whenever, however.
As soon as I cross over.
You know what I'm saying? So he's going to get his. But everybody else, how do they get those open shots? John Collins was that. Because John Collins is kind of their Draymond Green. You know what I'm saying? And now that John Collins is hitting threes too, he's extending the big men out of there. So I think that's the reason why we're seeing the rest of the team struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Any more basketball? Yeah. Anyone else to talk about?
Anybody want us to talk about anything specifically?
Let me see if there's anything else in Reddit.
It's still valuable.
Luka been balling.
Luka that motherfucker. Balling. Man. That 40-point triple-double.
Prince GMO asked, should teams tank to get LaMelo Ball?
Hell no.
They can get him free agents. and listen, I'm a big Ball fan, two paws. I like the whole family. I love when he was pushing the brand or whatnot, but I just don't think that
his style of basketball will
work. No, he going to go to the league. They like it. Go back to what we was talking about with the how these leagues are set up and who runs them. I think just because his dad took that approach and he ain't going the traditional route, that he won't get drafted. I think he's going to pay
for
it.
Oh, you are tripping.
Nah, he's going to get drafted.
He's going to be a top three pick.
Really?
Yeah. Because
he ain't playing no college ball, right?
Yeah, because you look, first of all, this league that he's playing in, this Australian league, is more physical than the NCAA. The talent there is better than the NCAA.
And he's been holding up? Because yeah, I ain't heard. Okay,
yeah, he's averaging like 16 or 18 points a game. He's playing. Good. He's like 16 and 6 and 6. Like,
I'm glad I'm wrong.
A couple triple doubles. You know, a couple 30-point games. Like, no, he's balling.
Because they said that he has the potential to be the best out of.
That's what people always said.
Okay, I'm glad I'm wrong.
I agree with that. I agree with that. He could be the best.
I don't think he's the number one pick though.
Nah, because Wiseman is. Yeah, like, Wiseman. You can't. Hey man, 7 feet. You see them shoulders on?
Yes.
Man, look like Dwight Howard.
And he's not gonna play. So he's going to come in fresh.
Did they say they're going to sit him down?
He's suspended.
Well, they said they were going to play him anyway, though.
No.
They did play him anyway, and then they
stopped?
Yep.
Memphis stopped? Yep. Or the NCAA
stopped? I think they finally got a case against him because I think they got Penny for something else.
Okay. Damn, Penny?
Yep.
It is what it is. But now, James Wiseman, it's hard to go over that physicality like a Joel Embiid over a little guy. Right. Like, you can't teach 7 foot with skill.
Nope.
And you know, and this is the reason why I was telling Ken why I thought Joel Embiid was so great, right? Even before Kansas, like when I saw him coming out of Cameroon, things with big men that you cannot teach that to me put him in another level. Touch. When you see Joel Embiid catch the ball, when you see him put the putbacks, that touch, you can't teach that. James Wiseman has that. Mm-hmm. James Wiseman is agile as hell, and he got a Chris Bosh jumper already.
Yeah, I was impressed.
He looked 1 million percent legit.
It's disappointing we won't get a chance to see him play.
We'll see him in summer league.
I know. We'll see him in summer league. We need something to watch in college basketball because Jesus
Christ. Fuck college basketball.
Man. I know, man. I was telling Rod the other night, I was watching Kentucky play, and all they're doing is just throwing up bricks. Grabbing the rebound and putting it back, and then that's the offense.
I ain't even made it to college basketball.
I wait till March Madness.
They got to change the game.
It's getting worse.
It's too slow.
Yeah.
The refs shot are horrible. The shot clock foul. Too long. The court's too small. Yep. Come on, man. These are A1, D1 athletes. Yeah. Let these boys run.
They act like it's high school or some shit like
right.
that.
They're acting like it's 1960, and they're still shooting like underhand. Man, come on, man.
I agree.
These boys is ready, man. Let these boys play.
They don't want a nigga fight a league. That's what it is.
They're going to have to.
Yeah. All right, well, appreciate you coming through, Spike.
I appreciate you having me, guys.
Riveting conversation.
Always.
Appreciate everybody that's watched the live stream on YouTube. We appreciate you guys showing up every Tuesday at 9 p.m. And that's it. We appreciate everybody listening to the podcast. We appreciate you guys, too. So where can I find you?
I am Spike Lou on the Instagrams and the Twitters. Check out the On Deck TV podcast every Wednesday. Also on YouTube, the On Deck TV podcast. We appreciate it.
Cool. We'll catch you guys next time. Yep. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Guys, I'll make this quick so you can get back to your murder podcast or whatever you're listening to. I'm Drama from Group Chat, the number one podcast in the world. We make cool people smarter and smart people cooler. Seriously. Our topics range from Kim Kardashian to Jeff Bezos to Donald Trump and everything in between. If you want to be entertained and educated, check us out right now in the podcast app. Just search Group Chat. By the way, the ex-boyfriend isn't the killer. It's her best friend who is. Sorry for ruining that. But now that you have a little bit more time, give us a listen.